Well, Steffi, I really appreciate your attitude on this, and I think you're taking a very. I mean, again, I disagree with you on this stance, but I think you're taking a very reasonable view on it. And Steffi Rocks is the vegan who made the Twitter storm that revealed these notes weren't vegan. Absolutely fascinating stuff. Thank you so much, Steffi, for talking to us here at Talk Radio. Sitting next to me now, he's licking his own £5 note with joy. Is John Holmes.
If she doesn't want to trade with money, she should go back like for ancestors and just trade with cattle.
I don't think that would be an option for her.
She wouldn't have to lick one, just trade them.
You can lick cattle if you want.
There's nothing wrong with licking cattle.
It's most of your weekends.
Mm-hmm. And also, she said animals can't speak up for themselves. Hello, parrots.
Yeah, I wish we'd got you into the conversation.
I was aching for you to bring me in. That's not the first time I've said that to you, is it?
God. Please tell us what's happening on your show.
Well, there'll be some things. We're going to eat some cake.
Excellent.
We're going to see if we can have our cake and eat it.
What is the point of having cake if you can't eat it?
We're going to have a cake and we're going to see if we can eat it. That's basically what we're going to be doing for 3 hours.
That's basically the main show normally anyway, isn't it?
We're going to lick a cow and have a cake and eat it. And while we're doing that, Doc Brown and Josh Widdicombe will be joining us on air.
Excellent work. Can't wait for it. And also generally sort of bearded, trendy people in the control room I can see right now.
He's not trendy.
I know. Well, I was being nice. Right. He's ginger. But it could go either way. Yeah. It's 12:58. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, of course, Paul Ross here with all your breakfast show needs from 6 till 10. John Holmes up with you after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Oh, hi. It's telling me I've won £1 million on the raffle numbers last night.
Yes, congratulations. You've won £1 million on the lotto.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
It's a nice amount, isn't it?
It's just amazing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Michelle is just one of over 185 millionaires made in the last year. Anyone can win with Lotto. Play makes it possible. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Look, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Tuesday and Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tributes to Columbia plane crash victims, government comments on football scandal and vegans angry at new fivers.
Talk Radio.
3 days of mourning have been declared in Brazil after more than 70 people died when a plane carrying a football team crashed. 81 passengers and crew were on the flight which came down in Colombia. A spokesperson for the top league club, Chapo Cohen, says the goalkeeper Danilo, who was rescued alive, has died in hospital. Here's Shadi Sports Minister Dr. Rosanna Allen Khan.
I'd like to pay tribute to the members of the Chapo Cohen football team and all those who have lost their lives in the tragic plane crash earlier today.
Yeah.
Our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families.
She went on to ask an urgent question in the House of Commons about how the government's tackling the child sex abuse scandal engulfing football. The sports minister says she's going to meet with the FA, whose chairman's admitted he doesn't know if there was a cover-up. Karen Bradley has updated Parliament about what's being done to support victims.
Coaches, parents and indeed everyone has a duty of care to children and must also speak out where they suspect abuse.
my department, the Home Office, the Department for Education and the Ministry of Justice all have responsibilities in this area.
An investigation has started after a man was shot by police in Hull. The 31-year-old is receiving medical treatment after officers responded to public safety concerns this morning. Vegetarians and vegans have criticised the use of animal fat in the new £5 note. More than 5,000 people have signed a petition against the use of tallow in the new polymer notes, which are released in September. Steffi Fox, who started the campaign, has told Talk Radio there's only a small amount used.
It's 1% is what it's estimated
less,
to be.
Well,
as such a growing movement, you know, it would have been nice if some sort of consideration was given. I mean, we do have protected human rights. So to have this forced upon us, it is disappointing, it is upsetting.
And Ed Balls will take part in Strictly Come Dancing's live tour next year. The former Shelley Chancellor became the 10th celebrity to be booted off the programme at the weekend.
Talk Radio national weather.
Sunny but cold across England and Wales, cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with some rain from the northwest. Highs of 8 degrees in the north but just 3 in the south.
Mm. Yes, last night, your weather was quite accurate.
Was it?
Yes. Do you know how it dropped quite low? What did you say it was going to be yesterday? Minus or something?
I don't know what I said.
Can't remember.
I've got such a bad memory.
Oh. Well, it was cold. Anyway. And I know you had a warning. You had a warning for us.
Yeah.
Certainly. But I think it dropped below even what you said.
Oh.
And I forgot my coat this morning.
That was foolish.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I went to the gym, but you know how you don't...
Is this just a way of you bragging the fact that you work out?
No, I mean, that's obvious. Look at me. But I went to the gym, but I forgot because I went in gym gear. I didn't take my coat. And then when I came out of the gym, I went to put my coat on. No coat.
It's very foolish.
So
very
that's my foolish. Anecdote for you for today.
No, it's not. It didn't finish there because then you had to put
I had to rummage around in my gym bag for a fleece.
A fleece?
Yeah, like a Berghouse in my soul.
Like a very trendy dad today.
I was like a trendy dad. I am a trendy dad. That's what I am. I've got two children and I'm fashionable.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll move on to Pete Abbott with his pre-recorded sport. It's pre-recorded, Pete.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate is expected to be confirmed as England's permanent manager tomorrow. He's said to be announced as Sam Allardyce's successor after a Football Association board meeting at St George's Park. West Ham boss Slaven Bilic says he's unsure how long Diafra Sakho will be missing for. The striker's having a scan on a hamstring injury which forced him off during Sunday's Premier League draw at Manchester United, who they also face in the League Cup quarter-finals tomorrow. The first two EFL Cup semi-finalists will be decided tonight. Liverpool host Leeds in the last eight, while Premier League strugglers Hull take on Skybet Championship leaders Newcastle. England's cricketers have been beaten by 8 wickets in the third test against India, and they've lost one of their opening batsmen as well. Teenager Haseeb Hameed will return home to have an operation on his finger, even though he made an unbeaten second innings score of 59, playing through the injury. India are now 2-0 up in the 5-match series. And former British number one Anne Kiathavong has become Great Britain's new Fed Cup tennis captain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. What does that even mean? It sounds as though TalkSport are on, you know, those big treadmills that from medieval times that donkeys used to walk around to grind corn.
Mm.
I think essentially out there, all of the TalkSport presenters were on a great big granite treadmill walking around it to grind up the sports news.
Haven't you seen that in the office?
Oh, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
Right, let's do a program or something.
Talk Radio.
Ah, the great British roast. When mobiles are set aside, the TV goes off, the family comes together, and everything stops. For the perfect roast, only Bisto Best Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Ah, Bisto.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So it is Talk Radio. Yes, it's the actor Ricky Tomlinson.
It's all about cut.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
Veg.
The political editor of the Daily Mail.
Made China censorship tool. It's an irrelevant piece.
It really hurts.
Prime Minister claimed that a gay donkey has been elected as leader of UKIP.
And then you always had David Walliams.
But my problem is that Asprod Castro is an unpleasant git. For some reason, she's dressed as Jim Morrison from The Doors with a jumper on.
I think it was Julia Hartley-Bruiser who was saying it.
I'm going to talk to somebody. It's Anne Widdecombe.
When Anne said she'd never played the baddie before. What about in the gay marriage debate, bigot?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So just taking a look here at today's show notes. I think it's going to be quite a difficult programme to implement, if I'm honest. I'm just looking at the handwritten show model unsustainable, it says here. Order cake and eat it. Difficult to read this afternoon's show notes as they're handwritten and carrying aids. What? That can't be... Oh, no, sorry, they're handwritten being carried by an aide. Sorry, I misread that because they're handwritten. Embarrassing. Now I know how the government feels. I mean, you expect us not to have organised anything at all or achieved much, especially if you're a regular listener, but the government, Theresa May, once again showing us handwritten notes by accident about no real overall Brexit plan on the front of all the papers. Theresa May wearing leather trousers, as we learned yesterday. So I'd fully expect her to have achieved something. David Lee Roth, out of Off of Van Halen, has leather trousers, and he wrote Jump. So come on, Theresa May. Re-Brexit. Go ahead and jump. Off the fence. Anyway, hello, I am John Holmes, and this is your talk radio in the afternoon, 1 till 4, Space Filler. And unlike that school in Worcester, who've been criticised for charging parents to watch their own children in a nativity play, I'm pleased to inform you that listening to this different, yet no fewer amateurish shambles remains completely free of charge this afternoon. And in keeping with modern times, I'm also pleased to inform you that this programme is multi-faith. All are welcome. It's kind of like the radio equivalent of the interdenominational prayer room that you get at an airport. If you want to listen while kneeling, absolutely fine this afternoon. If you want to take your shoes off to listen to the programme, also acceptable. Turn your radio around so it faces Mecca, no problem with that at all. In fact, the only person not welcome round here today is the darts player Eric Bristow, as he appears to have gone mental. As you know as well, we're also happy for anyone to tweet the show, not you, Eric. Best you leave Twitter alone for a bit. So welcome, let's stand on the show hockey and lob radio features at you, unlike Eric, who appears to be lobbing ill-advised metaphorical darts at abuse victims. So here's what's coming up on the programme between now and the hour of 4 o'clock. Headline hijack's on the way. Headline hijack, allow me to explain it to you if you are unfamiliar with it. It's where we, in 50 minutes' time, put a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. The news, as you know, comes out of Victoria's mouth. That sounds like this.
Like this?
Yes. And ordinarily, it reads the news. But at 2 o'clock, there is also a made-up news lie in there. And it's there to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. We've analysed the data. It seems to indicate that people go for lunch between 1 and 2. But when they get back, their punishment for not listening to this bit is to hear a lie in the news and believe it, because it is spaked by Victoria. And we'd like you to make that up, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Not you, Eric. And we'll meet a lonely luncher as he or she becomes inducted into the John Holmes Afternoon Weekday Talk Radio 1 till 4 programme Tupperware Hall of Despair. Our simple aim is to improve the lot of someone who, for whatever reason, might be lunching alone. That's it. It could well be you. If it is, email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And we will call you back, get you on the list, and you could win a prize, win a gift prize. It's a souvenir of being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It includes the prizes, I mean, wow. It includes a John Holmes colander. That was supposed to be a John Holmes calendar, but there was a typo in the email, of course. A Talk Radio mug as well. You get a Talk Radio mug. Mm. Or a Talk Sport mug, I know. Mm. Or a Talk Sport 2 mug. Mm. Work experience punditry today. Who's coming in today?
Hanil.
Who's that?
He's been in before. It's like Aidan's mate.
Oh, I know. Hanil. He's in listening to new music with his or her work experience. And then reviewing it with his or her work experience mouth. There's also the day's big stories, tackled with the reverence they deserve via the medium of Japanese poetry. That's, of course, the news in haikus. That's on the way. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. And we may well be out on the streets to find out what the people think. But today we do spoil you with not one, but two rounds of hot guest action. Firstly, Doc Brown. Fresh, I know, Victoria. I know. Fresh from his role, of course, in the David Brent film, joins us. And then everybody's favourite Widdicombe after Anne, Josh Widdicombe, will be joining us in the studio later and be forced to play a game of death metal band or title of death metal band's song. Now, if you'd like to be on the phone playing against Josh Widdicombe, here's the number to text us to tell us you'd like to do that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you get picked, you could be on the phone against Josh Widdicombe playing that game a little later on. Now, Ginger Dave is here today. He's here.
Oh, hello.
I've seen his handwritten memo suggesting he wants his student and to eat it. Asprod Castro is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah, good. Getting ahead of yourself there, Victoria, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So dictatorial. She's like a tattooed tyrant. And now Marta is ill today. Marta's ill. She's ill. So Mark is on the buttons. Hello, Mark.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. Hello, Mark. Yeah. Thank you. Woo!
So much better.
Yep.
Go take a bow.
Yeah. It's all right, Marta. Don't bother coming back. It's fine. I know. She's listening. Victoria's got the news!
Yeah.
Yay. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
He's licking some animal fat. Like there is...
You don't have
there
any.
Is in the paper, in the news, because of the animal fat in the in the new notes that the Bank of England are. So you've got to lick some animal fat. By which I mean Dave.
Oh, no, not licking off you
go,
Dave.
Off you go.
No.
Go on.
I was really on board until
round you go.
Hmm.
Give him a little lick. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. Let us start, as is only right and proper, to link to today's big story with some music.
She keeps them always shandor in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And at a time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, got body jealousy. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. And then again, incidentally, she me that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Anytime.
the sound of Queen and Killer Queen on Talk Radio. Drop of a hat, she's as willing as. But why would I be playing Queen's Killer Queen on, let's be honest, what is primarily a talk radio station at 17 minutes past one in the afternoon? Dans le afternoon. I mean, I've already told you that it's to do with today's big story. So what could it possibly be? Who wants to have a guess? We could go for Ginger Producer Dave.
Hello.
Or whatever Cornelius is.
Thing.
Who wants to have a go
executive
at guessing?
Producer.
Okay. Today's big story.
Executive intern.
He's not. Come on.
Queen.
The Queen.
Yes.
The Queen.
Come on.
The Queen.
Killer Queen.
Yeah.
Who she killed?
No one yet.
The royal family. Is it to do with?
Yeah.
Queen. Dynamite.
Today's big story.
Laser beams.
The Queen has not got laser beams.
No?
No.
She's extraordinarily nice.
Is it about the Queen being nice?
No, let me tell you what it's about. It's about the front of all the newspapers today and the handwritten document that appears to suggest that we can have our cake and eat it to do with Brexit. You've probably seen that. That's the quote. And that song there by Queen says, "Let them eat cake," just like Marie Antoinette. It's got the word cake in it. We're going to need a guest. Yep. To talk about today's big story. Aspodcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
That's the noise. That's the noise her arm makes when she moves.
What do you want?
Could you get us a guest, please? I want to talk about the big story, which is cake-based.
Mary Berry?
No. What I want to talk to is Talk Radio's cake correspondent and the ghost of Marie Antoinette, please.
No, that's two guests.
Yes, please.
Con, you know how you're an expert reporter?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, what?
You know how you're an expert reporter?
Yeah.
I bought you a cake. Well, I bought myself a cake, but now you're going to have
Sorry, a Kirk.
What's a Kirk?
Captain Kirk.
Cake.
Do you want to eat a cake, Con?
Yes.
Okay, Con, go in. So we're going to talk to Talk Radio's cake correspondent live from a cake. I don't know, it's out there or something.
Okay.
Talk Radio's cake correspondent live from a cake, plus the ghost of Marie Antoinette on the phone, next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Pants. Just what I wanted. Said no one. Ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want. Like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage-allowance.
Mercedes-Benz Vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero!
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess!
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
Okay, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right. Where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Whereas this...
Go compare.
...is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Yorkshire, there are problems on the northbound side of the A1M. It's due to an accident just before the turn-off for the Doncaster bypass at junction 38. Delays as a result of that. Clockwise, M60 has a lane out due to an accident in the Manchester area between junctions 13 and 14. Congestion going back to the Eccles interchange at junction 12. And the westbound M4 remains closed in the Neathport Talbot area of South Wales following an accident between junctions 38 and 39. There's a lane closed on the opposite carriageway as well. I'm David Moore.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is the afternoon. Good it. I am John Holmes inside. Look here.
Inside your radio. And if I come up very close to the grill, I can see you.
We're going to be talking about today's big story. So there's a piece of paper on the front of all today's papers today, and the piece of paper that's on the front of all the today's papers today is a piece of paper that appears to be scrawled with the handwritten handwriting of a government aide. It's Brexit notes written in pen. It's been photographed by a long lens photographer, and among other words, it appears to contain the words, "Have your cake and eat it." That is the headline that all the newspapers have picked up on. Have your cake and eat it, scrawled in the handwriting of a government aide. It's a phrase, of course, that seems to suggest that such a thing is impossible. But in reality, just how hard is it to have a cake and eat it? Now, Talk Radio's cake correspondent is on the line, reporting live from a cake. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you are reporting live from a cake for us. Could you talk us through the cake, please?
It's a chocolate cake.
Yep.
It tastes a difference. Double chocolate cake, the chocolate sponge.
Yep.
With a chocolate ganache on top.
Ganache. Is it a lovely baba ganache?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's nice though, it's really nice.
Great. So, listen, we know that the government have said, have your cake and eat it. My question to you is, you do have a cake there.
Mm-hmm.
And are you eating? I mean, we can hear you're eating it.
Yeah.
Making a mockery of the phrase.
I'm eating it. It would be difficult to eat the cake without having it.
Yes.
But I am currently both having the cake.
Yes.
And eating it.
Is it a Brexit cake in the sense that while the cake has been ordered, now it's arrived, it doesn't look as appetising as it did?
No, it's really nice.
All right.
I've eaten quite a lot of it already.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't have originally voted for this type of cake.
Yeah, but now it's here, you're making the best of it.
Yeah, not that bad, actually.
Okay. While you're eating the cake there, could you just talk us through Brexit?
So Brexit was after there was a vote in January, a referendum in the UK, in which everyone, or nearly everyone, of voting age could take part.
Yes.
Held on the 23rd of June to decide whether the UK should leave or remain in the... Wait, hang on. In the European Union.
Yeah.
And then leave one.
Okay. While our cake correspondent is having his cake and eating it, I just want to bring in a telephone line here because we have on the line the ghost of the last Queen of France before the revolution, Marie Antoinette. Welcome to Talk Radio, the ghost of Marie Antoinette. Bonjour to you.
Bonjour. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, you've heard the news today about the government memo. This is a handwritten note, of course, that says have your cake and eat it. And I mean, what do you say as the ghost of the last Queen of France before the revolution? What do you say to the notion that the government should have its cake and eat it? What do you say to that?
I say let them eat cake.
Yeah. The thing is, though, ghost of Marie Antoinette, while that phrase is commonly attributed to you, there's no actual record of you having said that phrase ever. It actually appears in Jean-Jacques Rousseau's Confessions autobiography, which was written in 1765, when you were just 9. So there's no evidence that you actually ever said let them eat cake at all in history, is that? That's misattributed to you. So what do you say to that?
I say that, I am saying it right now, let them eat cake. Cake is wonderful, I liked it at 9, I like it now. Let them eat it.
Thank you, the ghost of Marie Antoinette there, the last Queen of France before the revolution on the telephone. Let's go back to our cake correspondent, who's still live from a cake, talking us through Brexit.
Appears to have weathered the initial shock of Brexit vote, although the value of the pound remains near a 30-year low. But opinion is sharply divided over the long-term effects of leaving the EU. Some major firms such as EasyJet and John Lewis have pointed out that...
Kate correspondent?
Yes.
Yes. The ghost of Marie Antoinette, who was just on the line there, says let them eat cake. Is that... would you agree with that?
I have had a bite of the cake.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of the cake.
How much of the cake is left now?
Literally half the cake.
You've actually eaten half a bloody cake?
Yeah.
It's not let them eat half a cake, mate. Get on with it.
Cake correspondent there. So, in conclusion, it is, despite what the government have written with a pen on a notepad that's been seen by the press and is on the front of all today's papers, it is possible, as we've just scientifically proved, with the blessing of the ghost of Marie Antoinette, that it is possible to have your cake and eat it.
Yeah.
And there we have it, exclusive to Talk Radio. If you've got a reaction on any of that at all, you'd like to react to the notion, maybe you've got a cake at home and you'd like to eat it. It is now, as you can see, absolutely possible. Then do let us know on the number 8722.
Start your message with the word talk and Turks cost 25p plus standard network.
Turks cost rate. Do they?
Texts. Turks.
Right. Turks. Okay, and you can tweet us.
Start your message with any word you like and it's free.
Not you, Eric Bristow. Don't start tweeting at all. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're into Lonely Luncheon next and Headline Hijack's on the way. 1:30, Victoria has the news summary.
Talk Radio.
Football Association chairman Greg Clark has admitted he doesn't know if there was a cover-up over child abuse claims in football. Several police forces are examining the historical allegations. Sports Minister Karen Bradley says she's planning a meeting with the FA to discuss the scandal. She's also paid tribute to the victims of the Columbia plane crash, which killed top-flight Brazilian footballers.
Any event like that reminds us just how important, how fragile human life is, but also how important sport is to people because of the way that people are affected by that tragedy.
Most of the 81 people on board were killed when it came down this morning. 3 days of mourning are being declared in Brazil. Experts say reforms to BT should mean improvements to phone and broadband services. The regulator is forcing Openreach, which owns the UK's main telecoms network, to operate separately from BT. Thousands of people have signed a petition over the use of animal fat in the new £5 notes. The Bank of England's confirmed they contain a small amount, but campaigners are against it. And Iceland, the shop, is sending a team of negotiators to Iceland, the country, for peace talks over the title they share. The nation wants companies to be able to use the name, but says the supermarket is aggressively standing by its Europe-wide trademark. The two have an interesting history. The British chain was previously mostly owned by Icelandic banks. The weather's sunny but cold across England and Wales, cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with some rain from the northwest. Highs of 8 degrees in the north and 3 in the south. There's more in half an hour.
I had to use de-icer this morning.
Did you?
Yes, I did, for the first time. I always herald the coming of winter. Winter is coming. By putting de-icer on the dog.
That's probably not ethical.
The dog, well, the dog took one look at outside this morning. Normally would be bounding out there. Mm-hmm. And literally just took one look outside and just went, nope. It's way back in.
I don't
believe. I had to carry the dog outside and put it outside.
Is that animal cruelty?
No, I carried it lovingly.
Right. By the way, our own station, Talk Radio's Twitter account, is now trolling me.
You're being trolled by the place you work.
Yeah. So after my last bulletin,
yes,
they referenced the fact that you'd commented on my weather.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, that's praise indeed.
Oh.
As if, yeah.
That's not good. It's being trolled by your own workplace.
I know.
That's not even a listener having a go at you.
I was like, what is this?
Wow. They don't do much down there. They've got nothing to do. Mm. They just sit there. We say a sentence and they just retweet the sentence for no good reason.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
Say a sentence now and see how long it takes them to tweet it.
Wacky one. So a wacky sentence. Dave's got a silly hat on. Yeah, tweet it. Great. Right, good. In the next bit of the programme, Victoria, in an hour's time, bonus news.
Yes.
Today it's...
Mineral
news. Victoria has to bring us bonus news at 2:30 every day to make up for the fact that her bulletins are much smaller. She had a bulletin reduction, and they're smaller than they used to be. So she has to make up that by doing extra news at 2:30. Today it's animal, vegetable or mineral. Consecutive days. Today's mineral news, which she hates.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. And also,
You are good at mineral news, and you've been turning it round.
Yeah, but it's just so much effort, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Because you really have to filter through the internet.
Careful what you say, because they'll tweet it.
Yeah, it's true.
Victoria, on the news, really so much effort, isn't it?
Do my job, yeah.
When's your date this week?
You're not allowed to talk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Stop it!
Okay, I've stopped. Right.
What?
Nothing.
No!
I missed this.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock and Headline Hijack is on the way.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, Victoria, it's fine. Right, so headline hijack. Oh, reactions first. We'll get a headline hijack. Of course, your reactions. A lot of people texting us saying that they have a cake and are eating it. Just to prove that the government wrong here. Cornelius, some reactions have been
coming. Lots coming in. John, let me remind you who invented cake. It was the Earl of Cake. Cake is very much ours to both have and eat. Yeah. John, I voted Remain. I believe that whilst we should eat our cake, we shouldn't have our cake. Tell me how that will work.
Right, and I've got here, John, I remember when the Brexit people, back in June when the referendum happened, just smeared a cake down the side of a bus and then drove it to the NHS. So that didn't work out, did it?
No.
Thank you very much. 8722 for your reaction.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
He In, I'm going to call it 25 and a half minutes. No, 24 and a half minutes time. I do beg pardon. There will be the news at 2 o'clock. It will come, as you know, out of the mouth of Victoria. However, at 2 o'clock it will contain a lie. There to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. We call it Headline Hijack. We like you to fib and fabricate and fake your way into that news bulletin. And here's some of the stuff that's been coming in. Cornelius has one.
Adam says, moviegoers were left outraged yesterday following the world premiere of decorated Olympian Usain Bolt's movie, I Am Bolt, after it was revealed that the 9-time Olympic gold medalist role in the movie was nothing more than a cameo lasting less than 10 seconds.
Fewer.
One fan said, it's ridiculous, all that money for a ticket. And he's... And he's in and out in 9.69 seconds.
Sounds like you with those students, Dave. Do you want to try and learn to read that again? Or?
That was astonishing, even by your standards.
I mean, that was quite poor. Are you just too full of cake now?
Yeah, I ate over half the cake, and now I'm in trouble. Because apparently, the cake was also a prop, but also for the whole team to share.
Right.
Yeah, Kath is mad.
Yeah, right.
And then she found out about the cake.
A prankster website calling itself Only Trolls and Horses has claimed responsibility for a prank last night, which saw the doorbell at 10 Downing Street hooked up to the Big Ben bell in Westminster Clock Tower. Whitehall was not able to rest last night due to local children repeatedly ringing the bell.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Who's her name? It's Sarah.
Sarah has a good idea. Yeah,
no,
good idea.
The local children in Whitehall.
I know.
They're awful.
Because of that, he's obviously got the idea from that great prank done on The X Factor. What a great prank.
Oh, like the troll station people.
Who went, he's like, we're trying to bring down the world and we're trying to send a message of satire, like, to the people. And to what they did to achieve that was run onto the stage and touch Honey G. Whoa, way to go. Right then. Made up news stories. You know how it works. Use words that you know. Put them into sentences that make some kind of sense. And then you could find yourself in the news at 2. That's Headline Hijack. It's how it works. We'll also meet a lonely luncher in the next 20 minutes. Somebody who is lunching alone. It could well be you. You could be on the receiving end of a gift prize. And if you'd like to get on the list, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. Also today on the programme, hot guest action double. Doc Brown, out of off of, you know, rapping and comedy and music and that David Brent film, will be joining us. As will Josh Widdicombe, who sounds a bit like this.
Oh, hello. Hello, John. Good to be here.
Find out what happens when we put that to Josh Widdicombe.
God.
I bet no one's ever done an impression to Josh.
No, yeah, it's a big surprise for him. Yeah. Later on the programme, you listen to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I am and remain the owner-operator of the Afternoons, John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Did you know that with Jet2.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
TV or laptop. TV or laptop. TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my Sky Black Friday reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
Okay, I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Black Friday.
Offer ends 4th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status, £15 standard setup, Sky Q Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Yorkshire, there are problems on the northbound side of the A1M. It's due to an accident just before the turn-off for the Doncaster bypass at junction 38. Delays as a result of that. Clockwise, M60 has a lane out due to an accident in the Manchester area between junctions 13 and 14. Congestion going back to the Eccles interchange at junction 12. And the westbound M4 remains closed in the Neathport Talbot area of South Wales following an accident between junctions 38 and 39. There's a lane closed on the opposite carriageway as well. I'm David Moore.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good. I'm going to say afternoon. Good afternoon to you. You're listening to Talk Radio in it. It's just coming up to a time. I'm John Holmes. And, you can't have failed to notice that the news, I mean, there's a lot today. On the front of the papers, there's the handwritten government memo that appears to suggest one cannot have a cake and eat it. However, we've just scientifically proven that it's possible to, with Cornelius, who is looking bilious.
What does that mean?
It means you look a bit sick.
Yeah, I do feel a bit sick.
You've eaten most of, and I'm going to say, because it's just come back to the studio, and I'm going to say, you've eaten 87% of a double velvety chocolate, quite large cake.
Yeah, I ate too much of it, John.
So it might, the actual scientific proof might be that you can't have your cake and eat it without sicking it up again.
I don't think I'm going to sick it up.
Right.
But, you know, I'm probably just not going to eat much for the rest of the day.
Yes.
Definitely no more sugar.
Don't be sick on Josh Widdicombe.
I won't.
Okay.
You didn't say that about Doc Brown, though.
I'm happy for you to be sick on Doc Brown.
Okay.
The news, though, as I was saying, I mean, there's the memo, there's the handwritten memo, Bristow. Eric Bristow, of course, the mad darts player who's gone mad on Twitter. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
or
it.
Or your stomach at the moment, it seems, because it's full of cake. We can help you, though. If you find the news complicated and difficult to understand, don't worry. We are here to offer a helping hand out of the front of your radio and pull you through the news, explaining it each and every day through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Mm-hmm.
Nuttall is UKIP. Leader, he looks like a man. Baby Harry Hill.
The news in haiku. Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
If you are lonely, just for one solitary hour, the lunch one, then this is the radio feature for you. Finally, there's somewhere for those lunching alone to gather, to congregate, to be together and never be lonely again. And that place is the 1 till 4 o'clock weekday afternoon talk radio Tupperware Hall of Despair. A lonely lunch club for those who are lonely's what lunch. Each and every day a new inductee joins us and has their name scrawled on its walls in gravy. Immortalised forever. And then they'll find themselves on the receiving end of a gift prize souvenir for joining the Lonely Lunch Club. On the line today is Lyndon. Hello, Lyndon.
Hello.
Hello, Lyndon. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. Not too bad at all.
Oh, good to hear you. Thank you for coming on the radio. So, Lyndon, Lonely Lunch Club is there to help you because you're lunching alone. Why are you lunching alone, Lyndon?
I'm not a fan of eating with people, really. Oh, I think, I think it should be a private thing. You should enjoy your lunch. You should enjoy your dinner. Yeah. You should also enjoy your breakfast as well, so... Yeah, I enjoy my lunch, my lonely sausage roll, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, you're not the first to have said this, actually, and I think that's kind of an interesting thing, because it means you're sort of lonely lunching by choice, which is absolutely fair enough. Now, is this because you are an untidy eater, Lyndon? Do you spill the food down yourself, or do you masticate with the mouth open? I mean, we all have done, but do you?
No, I'd say I'm quite a tidy eater. Yeah. But obviously, if I was eating spaghetti or something like that, I wouldn't say I'd be. It might get a bit everywhere. But yeah. I can handle my food.
All right, sausage roll's quite a flaky food, isn't it? As well, I can see that being a mess.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. But yeah. a good packet of crisp as well. You know, you can catch the crisp in the packet. So yeah.
Good. All right. This is strong. So where are you in the country, Lyndon? Where do we find you?
I'm in Newcastle at the minute.
Is that on Tyne or under Lyme?
That's Newcastle's in the northeast.
Yeah,
that's way up there. Yeah,
well, there's two.
Yeah.
But there's two. There's under Lyme.
That's near Stoke, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's north, but not very north.
All right, that's Midlands. All right, fine.
That's Midlands.
You're in the on Tyne version. All right, that's good. Okay. And what do you do in Newcastle?
So basically, I work for a company. I basically sell dreams. So you would say summer camp. What we do is we send people out to work at summer camps in America.
Oh, okay.
So it's what I did for many years. I did it for 10 years, and I loved it to bits. And it's my chance to really get everyone out, get them travelling, and we work with around 600 camps in America.
Wow.
And it's a chance for people to go out over the summer, you know, teach what they love to do.
Yeah.
And then go and travel after.
Well, the thing is, we know that what we know of summer camps here in this country, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that everyone who goes on them is murdered by a serial killer. or it's a band camp where other things happen, like in American Pie.
Well, actually, the one about they've been murdered, I did work at a summer camp, Kenmont and Kenwood.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it now. Is it Friday the 13th?
That's it, film, yep.
It was actually filmed. The second one was actually filmed. They used the cabins there. It was in Connecticut.
Right. So you've actually worked... Because the first one was called Camp Crystal Lake.
In
the first one. And that's all we associate with. But I'm glad you're forging ahead with the notion that that's, you know, not everyone who goes to...
Well, I've survived. I'm one of the survivors, yeah.
Yeah, good. Glad to talk to you. Now... You've been doing this for a long time, you're saying. You're sending people out there to do it. What's your success rate? How many people go to a summer camp, you know, from this country? What's
We work with around 600 camps, and there's around 10,000 camps in America. It's a big part of the American culture. So we, last year alone, we sent just under 700 people, and our actual company alone, there were only five people we couldn't send. So if we accept someone onto the programme, we're going to really get them placed.
Yeah, and this is to they go as sort of tutors, do they?
Yeah. There's a few different roles. They can go as a specialist, so if they've got an actual skill, if they're a qualified coach in soccer, they could go out and teach that. That could be what they do. Or they might have more general skills.
Yeah.
So they might do a few different things. It could be arts and crafts. It could be sort of lifeguarding.
Can I go and sort of teach? I mean, I can't really do anything. But if I come up with something I could do, you know, could I go and spend the summer in a summer camp? I mean, that sounds like quite an idyllic thing to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. You don't have to have... I think a lot of people think you have to be an expert to go. But as long as you've got some sort of interest, as long as you know that you're willing to try new things, you can go out and work there. Because everyone who goes to work at summer camp, they're not the finished product. Now, I mean, they're going out there to learn more. So it's a good way of boosting your CV as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could go out there and, yeah, think what you enjoy doing.
If you ever get an application from somebody called Dave Cribb...
Right. I'll keep an eye out for it. Yeah.
His interest is students, so turn it down, for God's sake.
He's gone already. I've made him inactive, so he's gone.
Good. Right, Dave.
I'm fine, thanks, John.
Good.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Right, so now.
Preparing my lawsuit.
This is better than your birthday suit, which is what you normally show to them. Right, so, Lyndon, this is how Lonely Lunch Club works. You're lunching alone because you've chosen to, and I admire that. Lyndon, before we move on to the notion of the gift prize, what do you do on a date, Lyndon, if you like eating alone? How does that work?
Well, I wouldn't eat on a date, would I? I'd meet her after.
Oh, I see.
After the meal.
Take yourself out for a meal. Do you want to go out for a meal?
Let's both have dinner separately.
On your own. Well, I'll meet you. You go there. I'll go there.
I'll pick her up from the restaurant, and then we can go out and go bowling or something, yeah.
Two tables for one, please, opposite side of the restaurant, and then we'll meet back afterwards.
I like it. All right, just interested. Right, so, Lyndon, here's what happens now. You get to choose from a fabulous, and I use that word ill-advisedly, range of gift prizes, okay? So,
nice.
Well, they're not, but, you know. So, what you'll hear is some music in a moment that will herald the coming of the list of gift prizes. Then you'll hear a list of gift prizes with short descriptions. You get to choose one of them, which will be making its way to Newcastle for you.
Wow.
I know. Here comes the gift prize music. And now here comes a list of prizes.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, a mug that was largely built by unpaid interns.
Yes.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, I did this on the train this morning. Once I finished, I was interrupted by a lady next to me who told me I should be watching Planet Earth on a large screen rather than my phone to truly appreciate it. Leave me alone next time, please.
A Talk Sport mug.
In for Paul Hawksby today is Rosie from Rosie and Gin. So turn over now to hear Rosie and Jacobs.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes, John Holmes writes a book. It's like a Mein Kampf for short broadcasters.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing which bowls sets are the best bowls set to give these Christmas.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
I hope he's saying it better than you are.
Former TalkSport employee who I recently heard quite an interesting story about him and one of JK and Joel.
Oh, I know that story. I know that story.
Presents this calendar. It's not broadcast.
Don't say that on the radio.
No. Presents this and Scott Mills.
Yeah.
And presents this calendar.
It's true.
Oh, it's immediately.
Go on.
And then this.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
I could tell you about some stories about him as well, but that wouldn't work.
Right. Right, thank you very much. You get to choose one of those gift prizes.
Ooh.
Lyndon.
The Colin Murray calendar. It could be a collector's item.
Oh, you're absolutely right, yes. Colin Murray calendar. When he left, we fished them out of the skip.
Mm.
And that's why they're prizes. Lyndon, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, indeed. That's Lyndon in Newcastle, American camp recruiter, as in American camps. I don't mean he's can. Anyway, he likes eating sausage rolls alone. If you're going to go on a date with him, I expect to be picked up after the meal. That's Lyndon. Do you want to be in the Lonely Lunch Club and be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? Because all you have to do, if you do, is very simply email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Okay, then. It is time to find out who has got a made-up news story in the news, which is imminent. It's Headline Hijack. A lie in the forthcoming news there to confuse people who don't listen to this bit of the programme. So who has made up the story, Cornelius?
It is Jamie.
Jamie. And where does Jamie live, producer Dave?
Jamie lives in Wrexham.
Right.
Right, it's 2 degrees currently.
Yeah. Good knowledge. Right, so Jamie and Wrexham, well done, congratulations. You've got your made-up news story into today's Headline Hijack. You are the Headline Hijacker. More chances to get yourself to be Headline Hijacker, of course, every single day, as we lie to the nation just at 2 o'clock. Still to come on the programme, then, of course. Today's work experience punditry comes from Haneel, who will be reviewing music. And we bring you guest action throughout the afternoon. Doc Brown joins us very shortly. Josh Widdicombe in later as well, and he'll be playing a game of heavy metal death band, death metal band, or title of song by death metal band. If you'd like to play against him, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
All coming between now and 4 o'clock on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name is Tomasz. I'm from Poland originally. On Uber app around 8 months already. Very happy. I used to work as a maintenance manager for 10 years. Then they shut down the company and I started driving. First, I heard from friends. Of course, you have to have your driving license, your private hire license as well, and then you just sign up for Uber. Yeah, it's very easy. The Uber platform is gives you that, like, you know, your own hours, you can choose whenever you like. That's the best thing, like with my wife now, like if she needs me, I can just switch it off. That's another big plus for Uber app. I think it's perfect. For me, it works perfectly.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
This week at TradePoint, get a £5 money off voucher when you spend £50, or a £10 money off voucher when you spend £100. It's as simple as that. Spend today and save on your next purchase. TradePoint members only. Offer ends 18th of December. Excludes VAT at 20%. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. That is no word of a lie. Good afternoon, it's Tuesday, 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the FA can't rule out abuse cover-up, dozens die in plane crash, and Prince's life to be celebrated.
Talk Radio.
The FA chairman says he's not ruling out a cover-up in the football child abuse scandal. Several police forces are investigating allegations that 20 former players are victims. Greg Clark says it's a tragedy that people's lives have been blighted at such a young age.
The other tragedy is all the great people, hundreds of thousands of people across the game, doing great things, developing football, training kids, giving kids, you know, access to a healthy lifestyle, are being dragged into this.
Meanwhile, former darts world champion Eric Bristow has been dropped as a Sky Sports pundit after tweeting that footballers were wimps for not retaliating against their abusers. More than 70 people have been killed after a plane carrying members of a Brazilian football team crashed in Colombia. Five others survived, but most of those on board were killed. 3 days of national mourning have been declared in Brazil. A 31-year-old man is being treated in hospital after being shot by police in Hull. Armed officers were reportedly called to deal with someone wielding an axe in the city centre. Health experts are warning cold can kill as temperatures this week are set to plummet below freezing. Children over 65 and those with long-term health conditions are the most likely to be affected as parts of England could see minus 8 tonight. Dr. Thomas Waite is from Public Health England.
We're expecting cold temperatures both during the day and particularly overnight. And it's those cold temperatures indoors as well as outdoors that can cause some severe illnesses, and in the worst case, they can kill.
And a four-day celebration of Prince's life is going to be held at Paisley Park home next year. John!
What?
You're trying to distract me.
Absolutely not.
Yes, you are. What? Oh, you're so annoying.
I was going to ask you how old those people were. You said children over 65. They're quite old children.
There's a comma. I think I actually said children's, which is wrong.
And children's over 65.
Children, comma, over 65s and those with long-term health problems.
Well, I can see that's what's written.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
But you distracting me is
not
helpful.
I didn't distract you then.
But you were. I was trying to hide you with holding up pieces of paper and you were ducking around to try and make eye contact and be leery and horrible.
I wasn't. Absolutely wasn't. That was only after the children of 65. Not... Then you started, because you knew I was going to say it.
So I tried to hide. And then you were
holding your bit of paper in the air.
Yeah, I tried to hide.
Like you were doing some sort of elaborate interpretative dance of the news.
We all know I can't dance.
Or read the news. What?
Thanks.
Tell us about Prince.
A four-day celebration of his life is going to be held at Paisley Park, which was his home, next year. The event, which is called Celebration 2017, will be held in April over the anniversary of his death. The Purple Rain singer died of an accidental overdose at his home on April the 21st.
Thank you, Victoria.
Talk Radio National Weather.
You got the weather?
Yeah. Sunny but cold across England and Wales, cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with some rain from the northwest. Highs of 8 degrees in the north, but 3 in the south.
Victoria. I get that input, Dave.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Cold, isn't it?
Great. So, yeah, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Still to come, Josh Widdicombe will be joining us. Doc Brown
what
will
time?
Be...
What time?
It's 2:05.
No, what time is Josh coming in?
3:30.
Half three. Okay.
Yeah,
we've been trying not to tell her because she's mad and she's obsessed with him.
I'm not obsessed with him.
So we were going to
don't touch
distract her.
I'm not going to touch him.
All right. Anyways, in at 3:30. Your bonus news, by the way, is in 25 minutes' time. So rather than go and look at pictures of Dreamy Josh on the internet,
I don't fancy him. I just
why
like...
did you make me use do the voice then on our date?
Wasn't a date.
You did.
It wasn't a date.
For those joining in, Cornelius and Victoria went on a couple of dates.
We've never
dates.
Been on a date.
Four dates.
Four now, isn't it? Yeah.
And,
it's not a date.
And the last one, it was all the way through you had to sort of talk like George,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, all the way through.
Yeah.
It wasn't a date.
Say ooh.
I mean, there were loads of people there, not just us.
Say ooh, Victoria, yeah, yeah, in Josh Riddick's voice.
Oh, Victoria. Yes, yes.
I'm going to save that.
God knows what for, so let's just move away from it and let's go to Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sports.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate is expected to be named as England's permanent manager tomorrow. Southgate was interviewed last week after ending an interim spell in charge with 2 wins and 2 draws. The FA will hold a board meeting in St George's Park tomorrow. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says tonight's EFL Cup quarter-final against Leeds is no different different to any other game. His side go into the match just a point off the top of the Premier League and unbeaten in all competitions since the 20th of August. Tonight's other quarter-final sees Hull take on Skybet Championship leaders Newcastle. England Test cricket captain Alistair Cook has confirmed that Haseeb Hamid will return home from their tour of India to have a plate put in his hand. He won't be available for the final two matches in the series. England lost the third test by 8 wickets this morning in Mohali. And two race meetings that needed inspections will go ahead as scheduled today. Lingfield and Southall have both passed checks. The other event today is at Newcastle. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And following the ongoing success of Mrs. Brown's Boys, it's been revealed that the Queen's Christmas address this year will be filmed in front of a live studio audience. A palace insider says that if all goes well, next year Her Majesty may be played by a man dressed as a woman.
Victoria, thank you very much for the news there, and Pat Abbott for the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Oh, there's usually a jingle there, Mark.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to irreverent afternoon entertainment with John Holmes, the man who's stirring up the nation.
The original sound of John Holmes.
What?
Outspoken talk and
turn it off. That's rubbish.
UK's premier forum of mind expanding free speech.
Don't bite your lip.
What? John Holmes.
It's really long.
God. We have ways of making you talk.
Wasn't expecting. Well, that's good.
How long was that?
I mean, yeah, high quality that is, isn't it?
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, hello then. It is Talk Radio, yes, in the afternoon. 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. It's like a jingle overkill now here. So, yeah, Josh Widdicombe joining us later, as is Doc Brown. Work experience punditry on the way. And also on the programme today, your chance to be attacked online by an ignorant darts player. Now, if you're the victim of something through no fault of your own, simply get in touch with the programme. And we will pass your details to Eric Bristow, who will be glad to pass comment on Twitter about your situation from a moronic position. Have metaphorical darts thrown at you by a fat man on Twitter. Send details of anything awful that's happened to you to cretinous Eric Bristow offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. And do be sure to mark your envelope. Eric Bristow is an idiot.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then. So on the front of all the newspapers today, then, the story, of course, more Brexit fallout as a handwritten note, page of notes, seemingly written by government aide, is photographed by a photographer with a long lens. It has various phrases upon it, the standout of which, of course, is have cake and eat it. Earlier on in the programme, we proved that it is possible to have a cake and eat it. Even though, after 87% of a double chocolate Taste the Difference Sainsbury's cake, as part of our experiment, Cornelius now feels a little bit sick.
Very sick, yeah. Thank you, John.
Good. But it was possible to technically have your cake and eat it.
Well, yeah, it's easier when you have the cake to eat it,
that's,
I find.
That's what we find, yeah. So we thought on today's programme, maybe we could bring you more Brexit idioms, idiomatic proverbs, of course, that are Brexit related. If have your cake and eat it can be used by the government, we're going to help them out by coming up with some other ones. For instance, the pen is mightier than the sword. And on a government notepad, that would essentially mean that we go to war with Europe, with Princess Beatrice leading the charge. But instead of wielding a sword to cut Ed Sheeran's face off, she's wielding a pen. She uses that pen to write down a deal in which we remain in the single market, that we should maintain some control over movement into the country. That's the pen is mightier than the sword. Do you see what I did? I took an idiom and then I sort of Europeanised it.
You put it into a Brexit policy.
That's what I did.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Do you remember the Conservative conference this year when Jeremy Hunt said that he wanted more British NHS staff? British NHS staff? What better way is there to keep European doctors from coming over here than throwing apples at them as they try to enter the country? Mm. An apple a day keeps a European doctor away. Foreign doctor. Cornelius, you've got one there.
Yes, I'm going for put the cat amongst the pigeons.
Yes.
Really simple. If the EU doesn't concede to our every demand,
yep.
we threaten to go to every major square in Europe,
yep.
which normally have pigeons in,
yes.
and release a puma.
Is that like a puma but with poo on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to go back to your reading lessons?
Some people pronounce it like that.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
And here in the undergrowth is a puma. It's never been said. I was caught short in the undergrowth, and I've just gone for a big puma. Anyway, Brexit idioms, please. That's the weirdest
hashtag
text in ever.
Brexit idioms.
I mean, really. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any idiom you like.
All right, then. 12 minutes past 2 o'clock. We welcome our work experience pundit for this afternoon. Hanil is back.
Thank you. You'll have to tell me how to pronounce your name because I've only seen it written down.
Yeah, very good. Hanil.
Hon.
Yes. you are reviewing music, work experience. The point of that, of course, is that we are road testing the next generation of broadcasters and critics, of which you are one.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
And the other bit of that is you're free because you're work experience. But music, you bring us the gift of music.
Yes.
To soothe
the
savage breast.
I've got four real gems for you this
four
week.
Four musics.
One in particular is really for you, which I'm going to save not for first, but we'll get there. So, first of all, I'm going to play a piece by Hejira.
Yes.
Called I Don't Belong to Anyone. Let's just hear it and then we can talk about it.
Mark, who's out there doing the control room buttons and playing that in, said in my ear then, it's coming to an end. To which I thought, thank Christ.
Oh, so you don't like that one then?
Let me think. No, not really.
Oh, interesting. No. Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect really.
I don't know. What's a Hejira?
Well, it's a band
yes.
in this instance. It's a London four-piece who started in East London.
Yeah.
But they're named after a Joni Mitchell album from 1976, which is quite problematic actually, because it means when you sort of Google the band to try and find out about them, you just get the Joni Mitchell album.
Yeah.
And if you search Hejira music, that doesn't help you because the Joni Mitchell album is music as well.
Yeah, I see that.
And they're not very well known. They don't have a Wikipedia page, which is quite a good sort of, you know, measurement of how well known they are.
Yeah.
So it is a band and a Joni Mitchell album. They're just about to release their second album, which this will probably be on. They've got one album already, which is called Prayer Before Birth, which was launched with a live filmed performance at the Clapton Round Chapel. Accompanied by a small string section and a large choir, so it's very different to this. So if you don't like this, you might like some of their other stuff if you want something a bit smaller.
I'm more than willing to listen to it. I mean, it just sounded at one point like someone had opened a cupboard full of instruments and they'd all fallen out.
Lily Allen had opened a cupboard full of instruments.
And they'd all
why
fallen
Lily
out.
Allen in
I think
in
the
particular.
Vocal sounded like Lily Allen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I think she sounds a bit like M.I.A.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Crossed with Lily Allen.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they've just come back from Ethiopia.
M.I. Allen.
Yeah, that's it. I've actually got that. No, the lead singer is called Rachel Debebe Desilane, and she comes from Ethiopia, and they've just gone to Ethiopia, and that's why they've been influenced by all this like percussion.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because you can kind of hear that influence in it.
Because in Ethiopia they have lots of cupboards filled
with instruments.
They all fall out. That's exactly right.
Well, it all stems from when Bob Geldof went over to try to feed everybody.
He took thousands of instruments, and rather than food,
he took instruments,
which was his first mistake
due to an admin error.
Yeah, and so then Live Aid was just to pay for the instruments.
That's right.
He
bought them out of pocket. Shoved all the instruments in cupboard. All the Ethiopians go, oh, he's over here with the instruments again.
And when you watch Live Aid, all the performers are just performing with food.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because that's part of the admin error.
Yeah.
It's just really, Live Aid was just a big buffet.
Which rubbed it in. It made it.
It really did. Yeah. Yeah. That's not what you want, is it? Cruel. Terrible. Stupid Geldof.
Well, now there's one that you're definitely going to like because it's by Sting. He's still releasing music. Oh. And this is I Can't Stop Thinking About You by Sting. God. Such a lonely winter's night. I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop wanting you this way. I can't face living without you. That's why I'm searching night and day. This heart's a lonely hunter. These hands are frozen fists. I can't stop thinking about you. I don't care if you. I've got a question.
I've got a question, and yeah, it's to let me address it to Cornelius first.
Sure. I've got a similar question.
Cornelius,
hi.
Right now,
hi everyone.
You know I hate Sting, don't you?
Yes.
So is the reason that you've asked Haneel to review that song, given that we reviewed it a couple of weeks ago, a deliberate reason because you know I hate that?
It made it. I thought it was a new Sting song.
No. It's the same one.
Oh, yeah. It's good, though. No. What a treat to hear it twice in as many weeks or however.
No, it wasn't. Haneel, what do you make of Sting?
I'm not really a very big Sting fan.
Good.
And we covered this. No one is.
Not even Sting like Sting.
No. Well, but he's still releasing stuff. You know? Yeah.
He said this was part of his new rock album. Mm. Is that right?
That's it. 13th. Yeah. 12th studio album, 57th and 9th it's called. First rock album in 13 years.
Hang on, 12th or 57th or 9th?
12th album, and it's called 57th and 9th, right. Which is the
name. It's confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He's done it on purpose, I think. He knows people don't like him.
Yeah, so it's up the irritant level.
Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, you've covered this before. There's a music video online, which is equally sort of annoying. It's all his mates playing their song and being all kind of like happy about it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty middle of the road. I can't imagine that this would turn you on to Sting. Unless you like middle of the road music,
yeah. I mean, it's a move away from his wishy washy sort of
pretentious stuff.
It's still pretentious in a way, though.
It is still. But less so,
fewer
than the other stuff.
Yeah,
fewer so.
But you're right though. He hasn't dropped any of the level of annoyance that Sting always kind of. He's got a sort of aura of annoyance around.
He does. Yeah, he just can't help himself. And if you see the video, it's even more so because it's like. It's got this sort of romanticised view of Sting writing a song. So you've got him in like sort of cold, empty stairwells, sat on the steps with a blank sheet of paper, and he's kind of chewing the end of his pen and looking into the mid-distance and writing out the lyrics, which are very sort of mediocre. So it's sort of equally infuriating again because he's so sort of... He's very pleased with himself in the video, which is annoying to see.
He's always pleased with himself.
He is, yeah. Maybe too much.
Yeah.
Definitely too much.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on then, if you've already covered that one.
Well, we've got a break for travel anyway.
Oh, well.
So it seems a good spot to do so.
Yeah.
In that we'd all like to, you know, end Sting.
Yeah.
Right, so we're back. Haneel's here, reviewing new music, of course, or in that case of that one, some old music, thanks to Cornelius's.
I think, did you send me the email over the weekend?
I think I sent it to you on...
Bit of admin now.
Friday.
Friday evening.
Yeah.
It's cool, because we're already a bit late for the ads con, so just keep...
I read the email when I was drunk on Sunday, and that's why.
That'll explain it. Right, good. Okay, more music on the way with Haneel, as part of Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to me. I am John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Pants, just what I wanted, said no one, ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want, like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded, see DIY.com for details.
Whether you're saving up for a new home, or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000. should anything happen to your bank, building society, or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Oh, hi. It's telling me I've won £1 million on the raffle numbers last night.
Yes, congratulations. You've won £1 million on the lotto.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
It's a nice amount, isn't it?
Oh, it's just amazing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Michelle is just one of over 185 millionaires made in the last year. Anyone can win with Lotto. Play makes it possible. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on the northbound side of the A1M in Yorkshire. It's been caused by an accident between junctions 37 and 38 in the Doncaster area. In the Neathport Torbert area of South Wales, we've still got problems being caused by the closure of the westbound M4, shut for accident investigation between junctions 38 and 39. Congestion's going back to junction 37. The M27 westbound in Hampshire, there's a lane out due to a breakdown at junction 1. I'm David Moore.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Some of your reactions have been coming into the studio. You know that you can send your reactions to Talk Radio. It's like a sort of... think of it as a sort of reaction sperm bank, but instead of sperm, we invite you to deposit your reactions. There's a little waiting room outside, out there with some specialist magazines that invoke reaction, and you can sit outside and then...
Pictures of Julia Hartley Brewer.
That's right. And then you get to go into a little booth on your own and react into a cup. Here's some that's been coming in.
Lots coming in, John.
Grow up, Collins.
John, regarding Europe, I think let's just get back together. We shouldn't have never broke up. They're telling me that my heart won't beat again. That's coming from JLS. John, I'm really happy to say that the furniture pun business I started is getting lots of interest. So far, so good.
Sofa, so good. So good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and yes, work experience punditry is where we are with Haneel, who has already reviewed Kajira and Sting for the second time on this programme. Where are we going next, Haneel?
We're going to Maroon 5 now and their latest single, Don't Wanna Know.
You like it that much?
I resent a song that just tries to be sort of zeitgeisty fashionable for the sake of it.
That's this in a nutshell.
There are your hashtags, there are your screenshots, there's your thingy, and your Snapchat, and your nudie, and your Manscape or something. I don't know what it is.
Is this by you?
Yes.
Is that you singing on this?
Yes. It's similar, wasn't it?
It was very good. You'll find the video even more infuriating if you want to take 6.5 minutes out of your life to watch it, because
6.5 minutes Maroon 5.
Well, you see now on the YouTube videos, it's not just the song, you get a bit of plot at the beginning, they like
storyline short film,
and the storyline in this is essentially Adam Levine, who's the lead singer from Maroon 5, and all other Hollywood celebrities are basically dressed up in big like costumes like turtles and weird octopuses and this sort of thing, and they run around Hollywood and lots of fans go, and they're playing like Pokemon Go trying to capture celebrities.
So it's even
more zeitgeisty than that, and it's all the best Hollywood celebrities that have got involved. So it's Ed Helms and it's Vince Vaughn and Sarah Silverman. They've really got the top crop of Hollywood celebrities.
They've missed that zeitgeist though. Pokemon Go's gone, like they're too late. I bet they started doing this when that came out.
Pokemon Gone.
Maybe this will spark, you know, sort of like a second wave of Pokemon Go.
Maybe.
Such is the power of Maroon 5.
What if it leads to situations on the streets where copycat Maroon 5 fans are just generally trying to catch celebrities?
Like, it's going to be anarchy, isn't it?
In a net, like the child catcher of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but with celebrities. And locking them in cages and stuff.
Well, Adam Levine will only have himself to blame.
Yeah.
I think.
Will he be responsible for it, though, legally?
Directly. Yeah, legally. Well, because he made the mistake of signing a contract that said that he would be legally responsible. That was his responsible.
If the event that any celebrity was kidnapped and taken by a Maroon 5,
he takes it on personally.
Fan. Celebrities, got to catch them all. I think that could catch on.
It could do, yeah. But Kendrick Lamar came in at the end there. I don't know if you're a fan of Kendrick Lamar.
No.
The rap singer. Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar were on a Lonely Island song. Do you know Lonely Island? They're like a joke comedy rock band.
Andy Samberg.
Are you familiar with them?
SNL. Right. Off Saturday
Night. I'm on a boat.
And they've got...
I think I've listened to it on Radio 4.
Oh, yeah. They do, actually. Yeah, yeah. They have a show
I've
on Radio 4
as well.
I've listened to their
discs. Oh, no. I meant Desert Island Discs.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, they were on that, as well. But they've got a song called YOLO, which is all about, you know, you've only got one life, so you should become obsessively protective over it and never go outside and protect all your finances and all this sort of thing. And
I'll be honest with you lost me at Kendrick Lamar.
Really? Well, anyway, that's a much better song than this one. That's
okay, fine.
That's my point.
All right, so the video's annoying.
And
the song's annoying.
And the song's annoying.
Yeah.
And it's generally annoying. So we're going to pick up now with the last one,
go on.
Which is a not annoying pop song. It's Bruno Mars' 24K Magic.
Bruno Mars, 24K Magic.
I reckon this might be your favourite one.
Out of all of them, yes.
Yeah.
I do like that.
But
to
be honest, you've not really been very satisfied with the last three, so that might not be saying very much.
No, but I like that. I've been sitting in on Virgin Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And that is on the playlist, so I'm familiar with that quite a lot. Yes, I do quite like that. I find it a catchy number.
It is quite catchy, and Bruno Mars seems to be...
That's what the kids say now.
They do, yeah. That, I've got that written down here as well. Mm-hmm. Catchy number. And Bruno Mars seems to be really on the ascent. He's really sort of making a claim to be sort of like the king of pop. That seems to be going pretty well. So he had Uptown Funk, which yesterday, Funk reached 2 billion views on YouTube.
See, that's a good song as well.
Yeah, and this is sort of like Uptown Funk Part 2.
Yeah.
It doesn't really add very much.
It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, it keeps the party going, but it's not changed anything particularly.
Yeah.
This is going to be on his third album, which is called 24K Magic. And he's 31 years old, he's from Hawaii, and he's doing really well.
Yeah.
That's the thing
top
with Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Star of the future.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. You heard it here first, kids.
And he's very short as well.
Why would you say that?
Do you know him, John?
Did you go to your meetings?
The little club.
You two finished? You're having this industry.
this is the last time I get invited on, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, good. Haneel, thank you very much indeed with whatever that was. Oh, you got to mark them all out of 10. Just, you know,
oh, yeah.
Just one mark.
And blend them all together. Yeah. And, well, average. It's not gone so well this year. I'd say Bruno Mars has brought it up to like 5.91.
5.9. There you go.
5.91.
That's
the key.
Specifically.
Yeah.
All right. Haneel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Haneel with Work Experience Punditry. In the next half an hour of this programme, then, we will be talking to our first guest of the afternoon. Doc Brown should be joining us. We'll have the big debate at 3, diversity paper review after that. And then Josh Widdicombe will join us in the last half an hour for a game today of Death Metal Band or Title of Song by Death Metal Band. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Football Association says it can't rule out the possibility of a cover-up of child abuse in the sport. Its chairman Greg Clark says the scandal is the biggest crisis he can remember and has set up an independent investigation. More than 20 former players have now made allegations. The government says it supports the FA's review. Here's Culture, Media and Sports Secretary Karen Bradley.
I pay tribute to those who have summoned up the courage to speak out. It is vital that they should know that their voices will be heard.
76 people have been killed after a plane carrying a Brazilian football team crashed in Colombia. Five others survived, including three members of the squad who'd been travelling to play in the biggest match in their club's history. A man who was shot and injured by police in Hull was reportedly wielding an axe. The 31-year-old is receiving medical care after armed forces were called to the city centre this morning. 650,000 people in the Iraqi city of Mosul are without water after a pipeline was hit during fighting. Government forces have been leading an assault in recent weeks, aiming to retake the city from Islamic State group militants. And Public Health England has issued a warning, reminding the public that cold weather can be fatal as temperatures continue to fall. -7 degrees Celsius was recorded in South Newington in Oxfordshire overnight, with tonight expected to be the coldest of the season so far. The weather sunny but chilly across England and Wales, cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with some rain from the northwest. Highs of 8 degrees in the south, 8 degrees in the north and 3 in the south. There's more in half an hour.
Did you say it was going to be the coldest night so far then?
And tonight,
then,
yeah.
And then in the weather,
yep.
You said it was 3 degrees.
That's the high today. So the low tonight, which I haven't done yet, will be lower than 3.
How low can you go?
Well, I haven't looked it up yet, but I believe it's -8. Wow. Or it will be -8 in places.
What places?
I just said to you I hadn't looked it up.
All right. You can look it up.
Later. I don't have access to a computer in the studio. Just the paper I print off.
Mineral news bodes well. Right, okay, so... just ahead of being joined by Doc Brown this afternoon, it's Victoria's bonus news now. The reason it exists, allow me to explain if you're unfamiliar. Victoria's news used to be 3 minutes long at the top of the hour. It is now 2 minutes long for its... like a Toblerone, it was made smaller, but it costs the same. Because Victoria still gets paid the same. So in order to make up the time, she has to do bonus news at around 2:30. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news are the newses she has to do, because that covers everything. Consecutive days. Today, it's the turn of mineral news.
Oh, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Yes.
You just made that for yourself. The sound of Josh Widdicombe coming on to you in your own little news jingle.
That's not what happened. Are you not impressed?
Okay.
Thought it's topical.
Mineral news.
Okay. A British diver has reportedly claimed that Adolf Hitler's missing gold hoard worth £100 million can be found on board a shipwreck in the Baltic Sea. The stolen gold the Nazis hid during World War II has been the subject of a number of treasure hunts. Phil Sayers is a survivor of the Wilhelm Gustloff ship, told him it was on board before it sank. Similar to milk cartons in the US, mineral water bottles in China are now featuring pictures of missing children. So far, 500,000 bottles are in circulation, featuring 6 different youngsters who've disappeared. And a copper thief has sparked a small explosion at Auckland Pony Club. Police say the person may have been badly burnt or electrocuted after trying to steal copper wires, which were live earlier this month.
Are the ponies okay?
The ponies are fine.
You managed to get animal news in there as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
By stealth.
I thought I've got to try and make myself enjoy this feature somehow.
Well, you just did by adding Josh Widdicombe to the front.
Can we hear it again?
I expect we can.
Oh, Victoria.
Mineral news.
Yeah.
Wait till we play that to Josh Widdicombe. Like,
I can't wait. Are you going to make him Cornelius do his full-on impression
in around
to
an
Josh?
Hour's time. Yes, of course I am.
Brilliant.
Okay. Josh Widdicombe with us in an hour, but in the next bit of the programme, Doc Brown with us on the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, as previously indicated. Right, OK, just after 25 to 3 in the afternoon, and I promised you guest action, and guest action we bring you next. Brown joins us on the programme, and hello, first of all, that's hello. A standard greeting. How the devil are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks.
Good.
I'm just warming up from the cold outside. I was on my bicycle. It was pretty.
You cycled in?
Pretty chilly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't have to de-ice it, presumably, this morning.
I had to de-ice my car this morning for the school run.
Oh, yeah.
It made the kids late
first,
for school.
First de-ice day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was completely unprepared, as I always am. You know, you walk past cars and you see all the people with the scrapers and the de-icer fluid and all of that, and just walk past them thinking, what are these clowns doing? And you get to your car and you can't see jack.
Do you know where your de-icer and scraper is? Because I had to waste another 10 minutes looking for some.
I do. They've been compacted into a tiny cube because I left them in the car that I scrapped last week.
Ah. Okay. A sensible person may have gone through the car and removed items before the scrapping.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm. I just, I don't know. I've always been rubbish with cars. I've never had too much. I've never cared too much for them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good job you're not
It's handy to have gear. One, yeah. But...
Is that not your thing?
Yeah, they're not my thing, man. Do you know what I mean? It's very nice to have a nice car, I'm sure, but, it's not really what floats my boat.
No.
Yeah.
Have you gone? What's your bike like then? Have you got a sort
bike's
top
a piece,
end bike?
Piece,
oh, it's a piece of crap as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know whether I can say that C word. I don't know if it's too early. Yeah,
you can say that C word. So, okay, but definitely not the other one.
Yeah, I've always had rubbish bikes for a very simple reason. They've always been stolen whenever I've had decent ones. Sometimes in audacious fashion.
Give it an example.
I was going into the bakery. I leant my bike up against the glass window of the bakery, and there was a woman struggling to get out. She had a buggy with a baby in it and a little toddler.
Yeah.
So I just sort of stepped in and opened the door so she could roll out, and then some kid just jumped on my bike and buggered off.
Just like that?
Yeah, he's gone. Another time, this is the last bike that got stolen. I saw it again. Locked outside a train station nearby me.
Your own bike?
Yeah, with a really rubbish cable. So I went home and I got some wire cutters and I came back and stole it back.
Stole your own bike back?
Yeah. Created quite a scene.
Well, I can imagine.
Because, you know, there's some people that are like me, that are like honest people that would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And so did anyone actually believe you were stealing your own bike back?
I don't
Because that's
think
a hard
so,
story
but I was
to pull off.
Yeah, but I was very adamant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I think they could see the honesty in my eyes.
Yeah. You know, you've got an honest face.
Yeah, I like to think
I trust you.
I like to think so. So, yeah, I've stolen a bike once, but it was mine.
Look, we're going to this is just by way of an introduction, by the way, because we have to go to travel and stuff.
Travel, okay.
Speaking of bikes and cars, we don't just throw it together, and then we'll come back and talk more, about you.
Yeah, no worries.
That's the point.
Yeah, great.
Good. All right. By the way, I know Doc Brown's stage name. Do we use your proper name or do we use Doc Brown? Call me Ben.
I mean, Ben. Doc is also my name. I've never considered it a stage name because it was a nickname I had in school.
Yeah, I've read that about you before, actually. Yeah.
And then when I started rapping, that was like the obvious name to choose.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I hadn't now because it's just kind of. It's quite popular now for rappers to just call themselves their own name, and I quite like that because it's not really a character. It's you, but I suppose when I started doing stand up, it was just it felt natural to retain the name because I was still rapping.
Yeah,
but I kind of wish I hadn't.
Right,
because you just go through life with two names.
You can change it at any time. You're in charge of this. You can do that. You're not though.
That's the thing. Because people just I'm not calling you that. I'm calling you this, and vice versa. So
I might call you Doc Ben.
Doc Ben. Yeah.
Doesn't really work
like that.
No,
fine. Ben's fine.
That won't. Right, we'll be back with Ben. Next on Talk Radio, talking about music, gonna talk about comedy and all that stuff, and possibly a little bit about the David Brent film. And other things. Right, 22-3. Travels next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero!
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess!
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
Hi. Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 from my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on the northbound side of the A1M in Yorkshire. It's been caused by an accident between junctions 37 and 38 in the Doncaster area. In the Neathport Talbot area of South Wales, we've still got problems being caused by the closure of the westbound M4. Shut for accident investigation between junctions 38 and 39. Congestion's going back to junction 37. The M27 westbound in Hampshire, there's a lane out due to a breakdown at junction 1. I'm David Moore.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hour servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in it. One of them. I mean, Tuesday specifically. I'm John Holmes. And we are joined by this chap.
When you lose the one you love, I could lose my job.
It'll be fine, cause I can still find the odd snob to rob.
I could get chucked off
of my mum's house, but it could be fun sleeping rough when the sun's out.
I could lose my voice,
but I managed to still do some sick rhyme damage with sign language.
Take what's mine,
almost anything. Xbox, wedding ring, fish tank, terrapin. Hold me in the eyeballs, pull out a gun, say something spiteful about my mum, tease my dog so he doesn't even know it by going to throw a bone but just pretending to throw it. Make death threats, yeah, and I have to guess where. Then when I get there, pull out my chest hair. Head butt me in the nuts if you want, cause ain't no trouble like losing the one you love.
Ain't
come
no
on.
Trouble like trouble when you lose the one you love.
That is a clip from the soundtrack of the David Brent film, and it's rapper Doc Brown. Ben Harvey Smith joins us this afternoon to talk about music and stuff. So let's might as well talk about the David Brent film. I know it's already gone. I know you've already publicised it. But I mean, how did you? That was the sort of coming together of both of your things with your music and comedy.
Yeah, big time.
I guess. So how did it? You know, why you? Why did Ricky sort of go right? You're doing it.
Well, I guess before you get into that, I suppose I should say this is well timed if you want to talk about publicising the film because it's going to be out on DVD very
right,
shortly.
Yeah.
In under a fortnight, I think. Well, you know, it's something that happened quite organically. You know, I've been working with Ricky for 4 years now. Started off opening for him, and then hanging out with him. Started writing together. We wrote an episode of Derek. Developed a character for me on an episode of that.
Yeah,
and it was just sort of during that period we started writing songs together. It was, you know, our backstories are surprisingly similar. And we both had something that we wanted to achieve in music that we patently never did.
Yeah.
And this was kind of, there's something funny in that failure, and it was kind of a way of, you know, playing that up, but also on personal level for both of us, actually getting the opportunity to pretend to be rock stars.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you get the impression he is pretending. I mean, I know Ricky going way back, and that's exactly reactionary, right? That's exactly what he wanted to do. Mm. But you've kind of done it for real. I mean,
on some level, yeah.
You know, you work with Mark Ronson, you've done all these things.
Yeah.
And so on some level, you've kind of done that. And we're talking about you're going back to do music as well. Mm. No offence to Ricky. In fact, no, a lot of offence to Ricky. But, you know, you have that inbuilt talent, whereas Ricky does. He's musical, but, you know, he knows he's sort of playing a character trying to do that. Whereas,
yeah, I mean, he would, of course, never make an attempt to go back into music on a serious level. But the man is a prolific songwriter,
yeah,
I have to
yeah.
say that. I mean, in a very short period, we wrote a lot of songs together. And aside from that, he wrote probably the same amount just himself.
I love that the album, the soundtrack album, starts off with, you know, laugh out loud songs and stuff.
Mm.
And then towards the end, it kind of starts to sound like a Serious Muso album.
Yeah.
When Coldplay get involved.
Yeah, sure. We had Serious Musos involved.
Yeah.
Chris Martin and Andy Burrows, a drummer and writer of the song America by Razorlight.
Yeah,
you know, a guy with a track record that is undeniable as a producer as well. And he was very valuable to have in the studio when we made that album. But of course, you know, we had to be very careful because we were treading a very fine line. So there were songs me and Ricky wrote together where we were like, that's great. And then we listened back to it and go, it's not funny at all, though.
It's just a good song.
What's the point in that?
Yeah.
No one wants to hear that from us. So I think, you know, the soundtrack kind of reflects the movie in that it is laugh out loud funny for 9/10 of it, and then there's, you know, you got that trademark Ricky sort of pathos at the end, and I think the album has a similar effect.
Yeah, were you expecting it to be as well received as it was?
Because the movie,
because it's quite hard, isn't it? To take, it's that classic sort of take the sitcom, put it on the big screen, and people not wanted it to fail, but there was a certain anticipation going, this is not going to be as good as it. But it was.
I'll be brutally honest. I I didn't expect it to be as well received as it was. I really didn't. I think that Ricky is Marmite, you know, he polarizes opinion, and particularly, you know, critics love to find something to bring him down with, because he does come across as being like a know-it-all or whatever. So they want to be able to chop him down. But when I mean, I didn't see it until it came out.
Right.
And I sat in a theatre in the Odeon in Leicester Square.
On the premiere?
Yeah.
I was there.
And the entire room from the beginning to the end was creasing up.
It was. And it was a tough crowd.
Yeah, it wasn't industry. It wasn't like people who were all like there to be well-wishers. You're talking about hardcore fans and members of the public who wanted to be a part of a big event, you know, and they all laughed. And I laughed because I hadn't seen it. And I just thought it was near perfect in a way, because, first of all, I think feature-length comedies are always too long these days.
Yeah.
They're always 2 hours or more, you know? And there's always half an hour where, oh, the main character's dad's got, like, Alzheimer's and he's going to visit him. And you're like, oh, right.
Yeah, where's that
coming
from?
Half an hour. Yeah, yeah. And with this film, there's pathos in it, but it's 90 minutes. You're in and you're out. It's got respect for The Office, but not too much. You know, it could have put all the old characters in, but then there would have been so many stories to have to tie up. It just focuses on this one story. It's clear, it's concise. And I think it's a lovely little addition to the sort of office pantheon. Do you know
did you have because obviously you're, you know, part of the writing process for the film and everything else, and being David Brent, you know, he's going to say some very off-colour, no pun intended, things, deliberately so. Yeah. But were you there acting as arbiter of what? Because there's
very much,
people who haven't seen it, you know, there is that scene where, you know, the N-word and all that stuff, which you must have known was going to be controversial, but as he's in character, was that kind of fun?
I had to prepare myself to defend the film and myself for being a part of that.
Yeah.
And I have had to do that on occasions. But it's normally, you know, I find it quite easy, because I think the scene is easy to analyse and work out why it's not offensive. But with all of that stuff, Ricky, you know, people might assume that Ricky's like one of these guys that I just don't care how other people feel about this, or I don't care what I say, I'm just going to say this for shock value. And he's totally the opposite. He thinks so deeply about every word that comes out of his mouth or characters that he's writing for. And everything like that, he'd always call me. Always. He'd just phone me and say, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'd just go round to his and we'd just, like, talk out scenes and character.
Is there anything you vetoed? Or just sort of when I'm not sure
really.
About
it? It was only really, like, terms of, you know, like, specific slang terms or like turns of phrase that I just think, okay, nobody actually says that, really. You know? But
that's just not the real world. Yeah.
Other than that, he's just like a hotbed of ideas, and he's not one thing is he's really brave. Most comedians we're quite scared of sharing until we know that it's funny, like we've already been vindicated by a stand-up audience or whatever. Whereas Ricky will just go. It will just give you like all these ideas, and you know, he'll ask you like, what do you think of that? And you're like, oh, I think this works. This maybe not so much. Cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't knock his confidence, because he's most confident in the fact that he'll always have something else up his sleeve. I mean, the guy is a genius. There's no question about it.
Yeah. I remember this is going back a while when he was on. He had his Channel 4 chat show. Mm. So this is kind of post 11 o'clock show, and when he had that, and I was doing a thing. And first time I met him was in the canteen or the bar at TV studio, the ITV studios. Mm-hmm. And we said hello because we just sort of recognised each other because we'd done some telly or whatever. And then he told me his brilliant tale. He said it's amazing. He said that the power you've got in television, because I was fresh out of, you know, I didn't know what the hell was going on. And he said, let me give you a bit of advice. He said, because it's just funny. And he said, they'll send a car for you, as you're probably familiar with now, because that you work in television, they send a car, whether you want it or not.
Yep.
And I went, yeah, okay. And he said, and so just to test out what I could do yesterday, he said, they'd sent a black Mercedes to pick me up. And I watched it arrive out of my front window. And then I phoned the producer or the car, or whoever he phoned, and just went, I wanted a grey one. And he said, and I just watched it drive away.
Wow.
And then 20 minutes later, a grey one arrived. So I got in that. And he said, it was just a little test to see what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, that's stupid.
It's a great example of how the disdain that he holds for celebrity,
yeah,
and particularly the way that celebrity demands that you respect it. Yeah. He finds that absolutely ridiculous. He's always about the work. What have you done? What have you actually done?
Yeah, what have you achieved?
To merit any of this?
Let's talk about what you've done, because yeah, that's partly why you're here. Well, A, there's a tour. And now, is this a conscious going back to a more music, which is, you know, revisiting what you started out doing, then you drifted into comedy, very successful in that, of course, in terms of acting and performing.
Oh, man, it's been amazing.
And stand-up. And now, kind of back to the music side. So is this serious music side, or is this music with jokes in?
No, this is serious music. It's a sabbatical for me. It's like a year out, you know. It's been bugging me for a couple of years. I've been itching to do it, but I've been so busy. I mean, I haven't been off set or off a stage doing comedy or TV or movies for like 3 years.
Such a hard
life. It's been intense, and like, you know, it's not something you can moan about, obviously, because every job an entertainer finishes, they're immediately unemployed again until the next job. So it's not that I moan about, but just from a creative point of view, it's like I'm doing these two things, acting and writing, performing comedy, and there's just no space to do this other thing, you know. And I don't really see myself. I know other people see me as like a kind of jack of all trades, or somebody who maybe spreads himself too thin, as an expert of none of these art forms, but I see it totally differently. You know, people always like introduce me on shows like this and go, oh, you know, he's a rapper, he's a comedian, he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a voiceover artist, blah blah blah, he's, you know. And then they'll go, is there anything you can't do? They always say that. And I go, what are you talking about? When you look at all of those things, it's only two things, writing and performing.
I can't find my de-icer.
Yeah, writing and performing, that's all I can do. I'm a writer-performer.
It's the same thing, exactly.
And so why wouldn't I try and write a children's book or try and write a TV show? You know, why? And if I'm a performer, why wouldn't I try and perform something different?
What does it say in your passport?
People get bored. What does it say on my passport?
Yeah.
You don't have your job on a passport, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Used to.
Do you? No, you don't. I've got an old passport.
When you go abroad, you have to fill in the form. When you go to the States, you have to fill in the form, and it says occupation. And they always ask you when you go through immigration. So what do you say?
I always put writer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, whenever you say anything else, people ask you too much stuff.
Yeah.
And I just hate having to explain to strangers, because strangers always want you to do like a little performance.
Which is awkward.
Even immigration.
In a queue,
it happened
in
the States just recently. Yeah. Like, I said, dude, what?
What did they ask you to do?
Wrap your way into the
writer, and they were like, what'd you write? And I was like, I write, you know, like a bit of TV stuff. Yeah. Oh, what have you written? I was like, dude, you're not... what? Immigration.
There's a queue
in New
here.
York. You're never going to have heard of it. Like, we don't need to get into this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but no, if they had professions on passports, I think my passport is coming up to 10 years old, so I don't know what I would have put. Drifter.
Drifter.
Kept himself to himself.
Future success. Look, we're out of time, I'm afraid.
Oh, man.
But it's been grand to have you in. So tour dates then, do you know them or do you want me to
know? Yeah, I start in March.
Yep.
22nd, and it's a very short tour. I'm only doing 8 dates because it's been 10 years since I've been in music, so I need to sort of bed myself in, and you know, I'm going to release this album in February, so I think I'll probably do like a major tour towards the end of the year with a much bigger setup. So this is a chance to see me on a very intimate level. And I suppose I should stress to anybody who's still confused that the T-Rap's not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? It's not an evening with Doc Brown, like sat on a stool with a glass of red wine, talking about like hilarity off stage with Ricky Gervais. Do you know what I mean?
It's a full on show.
It's a full on music show, man. Yeah. And so it's really it's personal, but it's also for all my fans from the old days who spend every day, no matter what I say on Twitter, hey, I'm touring with Ricky Gervais, hey, check out my new TV show. They just go, where's your album? So 8 years of, where's your album, bruv? No one cares about this comedy thing.
The answer is, it's here.
So it's for them as well.
Listen, Ben, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you in. There you go. If you want to find out those tour dates, you can get website is...
docbrown.co.uk.
That's easy. Right, thank you so much. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate is on the way. Josh Widdicombe joins us in half an hour. And we'll be playing a game of death metal.
What's going on with ale? Why do people drink ale?
It's not as good as cons, actually. That.
No, why do people drink ale?
Oh, that's way better.
Isn't it, though?
Mine was a bit more Partridge, wasn't it?
So, here we've played a game of death metal band or song title of death metal band. Still to come in the next hour on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name's Andy. I'm 69. I live in Hampton Court. This is my fourth year now driving with Uber. And the reason I do it is because I'm retired, but I like to have something to do. I find it's a perfect job for me. I can work for myself. I can do what I like. I can pick up the work if I want. If I don't want to do it, I can switch off. It just gives me all of that freedom. And also, it's enabled me to buy myself a Mercedes. Yeah, there's some famous people in it. I drove Jimmy Nail the other day. He was a really nice bloke. Couldn't understand a word he said. Nice guy. I would say to anybody, if you've still got some life left in you, this is a great job for you. It's absolutely perfect way of making extra money.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Help extend the life of your car's engine. And choose from the range of Castrol oil available at Asda. Pick up 1 litre of Castrol GTX, was £7, now £6. Or 4 litres of Castrol GTX, was £21, now £16. Plus 1 litre of Castrol Magnatec Stop Start, was £9, now £7. Or 4 litres of Castrol Magnatec Stop Start, was £28, now £21. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Sky Black Friday has arrived with our biggest ever award, a huge 43-inch Ultra HD LG TV. So everything will be bigger. Bigger action with 4 times the clarity of standard HD and bigger choice with over 350 box sets. So get your huge free TV when you join Sky with the box sets bundle and Sky Q multi-screen for £50 a month. Search Sky Black Friday. Offer ends 4th of December. £9.95 reward delivery fee. Direct debit subject to status. £15 standard setup. Sky Q kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tributes to Columbia plane crash victims, government comments on football scandal, and vegans angry at new fivers.
Talk Radio.
The sports minister is planning a meeting with the FA and police to discuss the abuse scandal engulfing football. Karen Bradley says she's going to meet with the FA, whose chairman's admitted he doesn't know if there was a cover-up. She's updated Parliament about what's being done to support victims.
Coaches, parents and indeed everyone has a duty of care to children and must also speak out where they suspect abuse. My department, the Home Office, the Department for Education and the Ministry of Justice all have responsibilities in this area.
It comes as Newcastle United has announced former darts world champion Eric Bristow will no longer appear at an event at St James's Park next Tuesday after tweeting that footballers were wimps for not retaliating against their abusers. He's been dropped as a Sky Sports pundit following his comments on social media. 3 days of mourning have been declared in Brazil after more than 70 people died when a plane carrying a football team crashed. 81 passengers and crew were on the flight, which came down in Colombia. A spokesperson for the top league club, Chapu Coen, says the goalkeeper Danilo, who was rescued alive, has died in hospital. An investigation is underway after a man was shot by police in Hull. 31-year-old is receiving medical treatment after officers responded to public safety concerns this morning. Vegetarians and vegans have criticised the use of animal fat in the new £5 note. More than 14,000 people have signed a petition against the use of tallow in the new polymer notes, which were released in September. Steffi Fox started the campaign.
I do feel it is a big deal because, as I say, it's something which, as vegans, something we feel really strongly about. So it would just be good to know, could this have been avoided? Can it be avoided for the new one?
Yeah.
You know, we do feel like it's important to speak up for animals. They can't speak up for themselves.
And Ed Balls will take part in Strictly Come Dancing's live tour next year. The former Shelley Chancellor became the 10th celebrity to be booted off the programme at the weekend.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny but cold across England and Wales, cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland, rain in the northwest, highs of just 8 in the north and 3 in the south.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed for the news.
It's all right.
Okay.
Thanks for presenting.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you listen to any of the show?
A little bit.
Which bit?
The bit where Cornelius did his Josh Widdicombe impression.
Because you like Josh Widdicombe, don't you? Have you got?
I think he's funny.
Have you got a little soft spot for Widdicombe?
I just think he's very funny.
Well, he's in 25 minutes' time.
Ooh.
You're not allowed to talk to him.
No.
I'll be silent when I'm near him.
Or look, he's very... He comes across as an every guy, but actually he's a bit of a diva. And
every guy?
Yeah.
What does that even mean? He's
like an every guy.
Do you mean...
But he's a diva and he won't have you look at him. He doesn't want... No one's allowed to look at Widdicombe at
all. I've looked
at
him before.
Not around him.
I've been near him twice
before. He won't like it. Mm. All right. So, Josh Widdicombe with us in half an hour or thereabouts. We'd have to lock Victoria away. Right. Okay. Big debate's coming next.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Oh, hang
on. Peter, but Gareth Southgate is expected.
I forgot it's the sport. I forgot the sport, didn't I?
Yeah. Even though Cass just told you in there not to forget the sport.
Who the hell listens to Cass?
Well, you're meant to. She's your producer.
Listen to Cass. Anyway, Pete Abbott's got the sport.
Pete Abbott.
Thank you. Pre-recorded, Pete. And the sport today is live. I've forgotten, you see. This is a post the death of Castro. The sport today is live from the invasion of the Bay of Pigs with actual pigs.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate is expected to be confirmed as England's permanent manager tomorrow. He's said to be announced as Sam Allardyce's successor after a Football Association board meeting at St George's Park. West Ham boss Slaven Bilic says he's unsure how long Diafra Sakho will be missing for. The striker's having a scan on a hamstring injury which forced him off during Sunday's Premier League draw at Manchester United, who they also face in the League Cup quarter-finals tomorrow. The first two EFL Cup semi-finalists will be decided tonight. Liverpool host Leeds in the last eight, while Premier League strugglers Hull take on Skybet Championship leaders Newcastle. England's cricketers have been beaten by 8 wickets in the third test against India, and they've lost one of their opening batsmen as well. Teenager Haseeb Hameed will return home to have an operation on his finger, even though he made an unbeaten second innings score of 59, playing through the injury. India are now 2-0 up in the 5-match series. A former British number one, Anne Kiathavong, has become Great Britain's new Fed Cup tennis captain. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is. That's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport live from the invasion of the Bay of Pigs post-Castro that's being fought with actual pigs. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So, as TV companies everywhere rush to develop a new television vehicle where Eric Bristow throws darts at paedophiles, BT, who are also involved in television, have split up from Openreach. You may have seen this in the news, of course, today, that BT and Openreach, who have been together for a very long time, have been... Well, it's been announced that they're to split. The announcement of this by Ofcom this morning has rocked the showbiz world, with both BT and Openreach claiming irreconcilable differences. BT is seeking sole custody of the wires and little white boxes on the wall after rumours that Openreach was having an affair with rival TalkTalk. But as the sun sets on yet another power couple breakup, some say that like Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston, BT and Openreach only really went out together for the publicity. Now, on the line, listening to me say the words sun and set together there, is Nicholas. Nicholas has called Talk Radio this afternoon on 0344 444 444 444. Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, you've heard me say the word sun and the word set there. You've put them together and phoned in because that's made you angry, is that right?
It has. Sunsets have been a bane on my family, as long as I can remember. I am a solar panel salesman, John.
Yep.
My father was one, his father was one. We've been solar panel salesmen in our family since the 16th century when solar panels first became popular.
Yep.
And let me tell you, the sun and the set together, creating a sunset, has done nothing but to hamper and hinder or try to ruin our business.
You're right, hamper, hinder and ruin. And Terence is on the other line. He's called in, listening to Nicholas say that. Now, Terence, hamper, hinder and ruin. That's what the sunset's done to Nicholas's family since the 16th century when they first started peddling solar panels. Terence, but you phoned up because you're very much in favour of a sunset.
Absolutely. I absolutely hate this guest you've got on, Nicholas.
Nicholas.
I think he's disgusting.
Yeah.
Is it Nicholas?
It is.
What was your name? Clarence, was it?
Terence, actually, Terence. But you can call me nothing, actually. In fact, don't address me. My family, since the hundreds, have been producing candles.
Candles.
Now, of course, a sunset is when the sun goes down. You know that, John, don't you? The sun goes down. At a sunset, that's to the basis of the word sunset, the set of the sun.
The setting, the set of sunset.
Absolutely, sunset. Yeah. The setting of the sun, sunset. And, of course, make candles.
Yes, I get my knowledge of it from the Elton John, George Michael song, Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Didn't
go down on me as well, John. You know, if the sun would listen to that song, I think we'd all be a lot better off.
Now, listen.
And I could offer great deals on solar panels.
You should always let your sun go down on you.
Listen to this. This is interesting. Now, I know the problem with your argument, Nicholas, and while people will be sympathetic as to your solar power business and you want sun 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, 366 days, of course, if it's a leap year, people will be listening to this thinking, well, without the sun setting, okay, you can't stop it because it's through the Earth moving around the sun. Now,
okay, no, John, let me just stop you there.
Yeah.
I've had it up to here with these sunset.
Sorry, up to sorry, up to where?
Up to you, about here, maybe a little bit higher.
Yes, I see. Go on, carry on.
Yeah, well, you can't pin this on the Earth removing and some kind of celestial kind of arrangement. The sun is a coward, okay? I'm saying that. The sun is a snivelling coward, hiding behind the horizon every day, like a bully behind a fence, peering at something that it shouldn't be peering at.
What do you make?
Like a pigeon having its breakfast.
Terence, the sun is like a pigeon having its, like peering at something like a pigeon having its breakfast. It's a coward.
Well, firstly, I take a real objection to your guest calling me a celestial. Now, in 2016, I can be whatever the hell I like. And a celestial, if I want to be one, I can be one.
You can be a celestial, that's fine.
And I
you
think
sound more like a millennial.
Well, he's talking about pigeons, and I really don't think he has a single clue what he's talking about. Firstly, pigeons are wonderful.
Well, hang on, Terence, the debate's not about pigeons, it's about sunset. Let's stick to the point.
Well, no, they're both very similar.
No.
They both have... I'll think about why they're similar.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get back to you at a later date.
That's fine.
I'll send you an email. But I really think that his views on sunsets is ridiculous. If I had my way, I'd have a perennial darkness. And maybe every now and again have a twilight, just so you could see where you're going.
Terence, are you the kind of person that likes the Twilight movies? Are you the kind of person who likes the glittery vampires in the Twilight books?
I'm more fan of Terence.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. Hang on, Terence. Nicholas has got a point. Without sunset, it would stay light. No vampires. And surely that can only be a good thing.
Well, I think vampires are good for every now and again. Just doing a bit of a cull. I think we should have a cull every couple of years. A bit like a purge.
Yeah.
With the vampire, like a pigeon purge. If you're
We're not talking about pigeons. Sorry. Now look,
pigeons.
Yes, I understand that. And let's talk about these trials they're having in Sweden. Now you know as well as I do that what they've been doing. This is a plan that Sweden starting in Sweden. They're trialing something where they're trying to cover the Earth in jelly. And the idea is then that it would set, the Earth would set like jelly and solidly, and then it couldn't move around the sun. Now, that's in its experimental stage, but it's an interesting idea, isn't it, Nicholas?
If it stops the sun from setting, then I think I'm prepared to sacrifice A few little things like the ability to move or have readily available oxygen and to be encased in jelly for the rest of my life.
Yes.
Like, you know, that is a small sacrifice to pay to just live in a world where I don't have to expect darkness every 8 to 12 hours.
In the front of the papers this morning, you've probably seen this, there are handwritten notes visible that the government aide has seemingly written himself, saying that the government have no actual plans in place for the abolition of sunsets. The people have voted, as you know, in the sunset referendum to get rid of sunsets, but the government have no plans in place for it, do they? I mean, so it's all very well being against sunsets, Nicholas, but there are no plans in place.
Well, you know, people need to get some plans in place, you know, and I think if we, you know, utilise our special relationship with Trump, who has come out publicly saying he also wants to get rid of sunset.
Yes.
He would build a wall around the sun so it could never set.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we work with that, we could really make some moves.
Yeah. What do you make of the, Terence, what do you make of the Paul Ross full set breakfast? What do you make of that?
Oh, well, I think it's an abomination, I've got to be quite honest. I do listen, because purely I'm made to listen, but I won't tell you why. It does involve jelly, but not necessarily the kind that you're thinking of. But we won't go into that at the moment.
Okay.
I have to listen from a roundabout as well, but I won't tell you the location because, to be honest, it brings me back some dark memories. Speaking of dark, I think we should definitely continue the darkness. He's talking about Trump, and what I would say to him is canoeing.
Interesting thought. Let me. I want to play you something now. This is important. Do have a listen to this. Touch me. How can it be? Believe me. The sun always shines on. Now, what do you make of that? Because that's interesting, isn't it? That is, the sun always shines on TV. And there's an idea, of course, Nicholas, and you won't like this, but Terence, you will, in that there are some people, Terence, who wants sun all the time. In terms of how they're going to do that, to get rid of the sunset, is they're going to put giant TVs in the sky with the sun. So when the sun has set, the giant TVs will be in the sky, still beaming the sun down. Sorry, Nicholas, so you will like this because it'll help your business.
Well, I mean, that is an interim measure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is a step forwards in the right direction. But if we want to really go the full distance and have the sun up all the time, we need to be like the Australians.
Yes.
As we know, Australia is the topsy-turvy to Britain. You know, their mammals lay eggs and their sun is always up and rising. You know, and look at Australia. Look at how many wonderful things have come out there. I've met many good friends and neighbours from Australia.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether I'm... You know, home or away, I'm always thinking of that lovely country that never sets with a sun.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's an interesting move for AHA to get involved in this project. I mean, simple question. What's the sun made of, yes or no, Terence?
No.
It's Nicholas?
Yes.
Right. Yes. Well, okay. Well, look, we're running out of time. We know the fact. The government have promised 40,000 more sunsets by 2018. That is a fact. You can't change that. I know. This is going to run and run, this debate. I know a lot of people are texting in already, wondering, you know, what the hell's going on. So let me just sum the debate up in a word. Terence, sum it up for me in a word.
Castro.
Thank you. And you, Nicholas?
Boulevard.
Lovely. Right, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we do need sunsets, do we need something? There's Nicholas there. He's got a solar power business. He's been running it since the 16th century. And it's... It's damaging his livelihood, really. And Terence very much wants the sunsets. What do you think? What do you think about sunsets? Do we still need them in post-Brexit Britain when we've got stethoscopes and parquet flooring? Let me know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate, and you're listening to it on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
eBay has a huge range of fantastic new Christmas decorations.
Looks like the neighbours are starting to put up their decorations.
Luxury Christmas wreaths and baubles.
Well, we're going to do better than a few flashing lights.
100 metres of fairy lights.
Their 6-foot Christmas tree.
12-foot Christmas trees.
And their funny snow globes.
A snow machine. Just click and collect new Christmas decorations and home essentials from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate outdo your neighbours Christmas decoration shop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA,
education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Long delays continue on the clockwise M25 in Kent. It's all because of an accident involving a lorry at Junction 2 for the Derrynth interchange. It's causing congestion back to Romford at Junction 29. There's an accident in Taunton on the A38 Upper High Street around the junction with the Crescent. And in Yorkshire, still delays on the northbound side of the A1M. It's been caused by an accident between Junctions 37 and 38. And also lane closures on the opposite carriageway. I'm David Moore.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time. A lot of reactions coming in for today's big debate. Sunsets. Do we need them in post-Brexit Britain? In 2016, do we need sunsets when we've got stethoscopes and parquet flooring? There's a lot of reactions coming into that, Connie.
Lots coming in, John. John, what about the band I think I've heard of, Sunset Suns? Yeah. Are they going to grow up without a dad? That's coming from Concerned. John, I have male offspring. I've had a jelly mould made into the shape of him.
Yep.
Tell me, John, without sunset, how will I describe a giant model of my jelly son going hard? What would that be called?
Thank you very much. Do keep your reactions coming in. This is coming from Mark Redshaw. If they ban sunsets, how the hell is my son supposed to finish his broccoli? They just haven't thought it through. Thank you, Mark. And this one, John, if the sun always shines on our house TV, maybe they should get some curtains to avoid the glare or move the television a bit. That's coming from Alex. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or if you're Eric Bristow, don't bother tweeting us at all. Because it's not nice. You can't call people that and say that thing. So it's time for the Diversity Paper Review then, and today's Diversity Paper Review comes courtesy of Mark, whose diversity is that he is...
brown.
Yes. A different diversity reviewing the papers each day, thus making us the most diverse programme in world broadcasting. Welcome back, Mark. Nice to see you again.
Welcome back. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Sorry. It's not your show.
It's what my people do. We just do what you guys do cheaper and more efficiently.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You've been looking through the papers for us. Which newspaper are we starting with?
I'm starting with The Times.
Yes.
Shil Pochetti, do you remember her?
Yes, I do.
She was in Celebrity Big Brother.
Was she the one that got racially attacked by... Jake Goody?
Yeah. Because they called her Shilpa Papadum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very good.
It's not very good, is it?
No. Anyway, she's in the papers today because she's been talking about what books she thinks children should read.
Yes.
That's who I'd ask, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was going for advice to books to buy my children, I would pick the almost 10 years ago Big Brother Celebrity Big Brother contestant Shilpa Shetty to ask, yes.
Even that or Bubble right. from Big Brother. Yeah. He was good as well.
Yeah.
Was he the guy with the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Brother 2. Who was
the one with the wine bottle?
Kinga.
Yeah, I'd ask her.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, she kind of started off quite well. She was like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Yeah, good.
Maybe Little Women if you've got little girls.
Yeah.
And then she came out with Animal Farm because it can teach little ones to love and care for animals.
Right. Yes.
I suppose what you could say is that maybe if the farmer treated them a bit better, they wouldn't have kicked them out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can see that she's just what she's done there is perhaps not read the book Animal Farm.
No.
And has thought, ah, oh, that's probably about some nice animals on a farm.
Yeah.
Not, you know, a political allegory.
No.
Or anything.
No.
So has she been derided for this then on, is that what?
Yes, yeah, she's in all the kind of diariest pieces and all yeah. the big newspapers.
It's a good, I hope nobody misinterprets what she said and watches the film of Animal Farm that I saw when I was a teenager. Because Warren Hudson had a dodgy copy of it on VHS.
Oh.
Yeah.
That kind of film. Oh, yeah. No. No, don't
it's quite.
That.
It's quite grim. There's a sequence with an eel.
That's a live action version you don't want to
you
see.
You don't want
to
watch
it?
That.
No. It's not very good. It's one of my favourite books, though. I quite like it.
Yeah. Well, if you were going to recommend a book to a child, then what would you say? I'd rather ask you than Shilpa Shetty.
The Magic Faraway Tree was the first book I ever read. It's a great book. Though, someone did tell me that it's full of like stuff that kids shouldn't read now.
Like what?
It's a bit politically incorrect, apparently. I'm not sure about that.
It isn't. No, I'm reading it right now to my children.
Yeah, so you concentrate on the show, please,
oh, no,
John.
Sorry,
put it down.
But no, it's not. No, it isn't. I mean, some of Enid Blyton's work is very politically incorrect. That is true, because it's dated, because it was written in the 50s, a lot of it. But The Faraway Tree actually is fine. The concept of the faraway tree. There's nothing dodgy in that. There's a moon face.
Yeah.
Silky.
Old moon face.
Saucepan man.
And it'd be great to see that on TV, on film, wouldn't it? That'd be great film.
It's never... There's been talk of it before, about whether it could be...
And I'm sure Hollywood could stretch out to at least 8 films.
But moon face isn't an insult, is it?
No.
You know, either the worst thing, you know, neither silky or saucepan man. You don't go around shouting, "Oi, saucepan man!" That's not politically incorrect, is it?
You might go around calling someone a moon face, though.
That's fine, though. Yeah. That's not. Yeah. That's just someone with a big round face, isn't
Tanya
it?
At school, we called her moon face.
Did you?
Yeah, because she had a big old face,
like a moon.
Yeah, like a big old moon face.
Yeah, no, there was a girl like I was at university with called Judith, who from the front looked, fine, but when she turned her head on her side. Her face was in the shape of a crescent moon. We didn't call it moon face because it would have been rude, Cornelius.
I used to be called saucepan face.
You did?
Yeah, it didn't stick though.
Is it because you've got a face that looks like it's been hit in the face with a saucepan?
No, it's just to do that
Teflon
stick
joke.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Got it. I just wasn't indulging in it.
I call you Teflon face.
Anyway. Mark, so Shilpa Shetty has been derided. Has she commented upon this?
Not yet. No, we're still waiting to hear.
There was a lot of stuff on Twitter yesterday about, hashtag Shilpa Shetty children's books or something, saying, read 50 Shades of Grey. It's a lovely colouring book for children. People just having a right go.
People are so funny on Twitter,
aren't they though? Yeah. Sadly not in here. Right, so what... Where are we going next?
There's a nursery, a primary school in Worcester.
Oh, yeah.
You may have seen this. That has caused a little bit of a kerfuffle. Because it's decided to charge parents £1 to watch a nativity play.
Yes, I read this. I don't see a problem with this in the slightest. Why is there a kerfuffle?
Because parents basically want free tickets to see their kids perform.
Yeah, but the money's going to the school that their child is at.
Yeah, and also it's going to help kids whose English... whose language, first language isn't English, like mine.
Well, it's not. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to help the school, okay, that their child is studying at, because, you know, we know there are problems with funding schools, and schools do anything they can to make some money, which is the right thing to do, because it pays for books, it pays for education, it pays for things that Shilpa Shetty would recommend, right? But the parents are complaining that the kids have got to pay £1 they've got to pay £1 to watch their own children. Shut up and pay £1! What's wrong with you?
And also, it must make the kids feel good as well. Like, if your teacher goes, pre-match, it's like, look, kids, I know we've been working hard for this. but these people are paid good money for this. Yeah. We've got to go in and put the show off our lives on for this.
The problem, I guess, what the problem is, it's not, they're not complaining about the tickets that the school are selling. It's the £20.50 booking fee that Ticketmaster have put on top, isn't it? That's what
they're moaning. Well, they shouldn't use Ticketmaster. They should use Eventbrite or something. Ticket site which charges a smaller fee.
Yeah, or something.
I particularly hate it that they charge for the credit cards. I don't get that. Or the debit. Do you know what I mean? Like, where's that fee come from?
Sorry, you're going on a bit of a rant now.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I just stopped going for things now.
Yeah.
Just watch it all.
All right, well, look, hang fire, Mark, because you're... Oh, no. Is that it?
I'm done.
Get out of here, Mark.
No, get away then.
Mark was charging us today, so...
Yeah.
Get out.
Pound a minute.
Get your quid.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
See you later, mate.
Bye.
That was good. Well done.
Off you go.
Go on.
Literally. Right.
I'm going to hear you leave.
Hey, Mark. Mark there with the Diversity Paper Review. In the next half an hour, we will be joined by Josh Widdicombe. And he will be forced to play a game of Death Metal Band or title of song by Death Metal Band. And all to come in the next half an hour on Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Football Association Chairman Greg Clark has admitted he doesn't know if there was a cover-up of child abuse claims in football. Several police forces are examining the historical allegations. Sports Minister Karen Bradley says she's planning a meeting with the FA to discuss the scandal. She's also paid tribute to the victims of the Colombia plane crash, which killed top-flight Brazilian footballers.
Any event like that reminds us just how important, how fragile human life is, but also how important sport is to people because of the way that people are affected by that tragedy.
Most of the 81 people on board were killed when it came down this morning. 3 days of mourning have been declared in Brazil. A man is recovering in hospital after being shot by police in Hull this morning. Officers responding to reports of a man wielding an axe. More than 15,000 people have signed a petition over the use of animal fat in the new £5 notes. The Bank of England's confirmed they contain a small amount, but campaigners are against it. And Iceland, the shop, is sending a team of negotiators to Iceland, the country, for peace talks over the title they share. The nation wants companies to be able to use the name, but says the supermarket's aggressively standing by its Europe-wide trademark. The two have an interesting history. The British chain was previously mostly owned by Icelandic banks. The weather, widespread frost in the south tonight, really chilly again, with temperatures dropping to well below freezing. Tomorrow, cloudy in northern areas with highs of 9, but staying cold and sunny throughout southern counties of England and Wales, with a max temperature of just 1 degree. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour from Victoria's face.
Thanks, John. That was probably one of the more unusual ways you've described that.
All right. So, Josh Widdicombe is in the building. He will be joining us on air next. And as I say, there will be a game of Death Metal Band or Song by Death Metal Band on Talk Radio. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Just wanted to look at you.
Oh.
Is that weird?
Yeah, a little bit. The way you were doing it. In the next half an hour.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Idioms, I say to you, on the front of all the papers today. Of course, there has been the story that a government aide has some handwriting on a bit of paper in close-up. A photographer took a long-lens shot of some handwriting. It's the government's Brexit strategy. And once again, it consists of absolutely nothing, apart from seemingly the phrase, have cake, we'll eat it. Earlier on the programme, we proved it was possible, of course, to have a cake and eat it. Cornelius, 87% of a double chocolate, taste the difference, Sainsbury's cake, and now feels quite ill and is apt to be sick on Josh Widdicombe. But the proverbs, we figured there was more idiomatic proverbs than just the cake one available to Brexiteers. So we've been helping you through some. The penny's mightier than the sword. This is where you go to war with Europe, with Princess Beatrice leading the charge. But instead of wielding a sword, she's wielding a pen. She uses that pen to both cut Ed Sheeran's face off and write down a deal in which we remain in the single market. An apple a day keeps the doctor away was another one, of course. At the Conservative conference this year, Jeremy Hunt said he wanted more British NHS staff. What better way to keep European doctors from coming over here than by throwing apples at them as they try and enter the country? Cornelius, I know there's some others coming.
Yeah, up. Luke says, he who pays the piper calls the tune. As a country that tends to employ many Europeans to be our plumbers, we should be able to call the shots with border controls, he said.
Too many cooks spoil the broth has come in from Nigel. If the EU force hard Brexit on us, what we should do is send every single cook we have over there to spoil their broth, which will lead to a fall in tourism, as one of Europe's main tourist pools is, of course,
It's broth.
Yeah. Right, let's talk to Josh Widdicombe.
Hello. I didn't know whether I was going
musical,
to speak then.
This is your musical introduction. You don't have
it
to talk
is,
over
yeah,
this
no,
bit.
I demand that. Oh,
yeah. No, you've done music radio. You see, wait for the right bit of the music to come in. Josh, shut up for me. Good afternoon, listening to Talk Radio. Here's Josh Widdicombe.
Hello. Hello. How was that for time?
That was fine. Yeah, it's good. How are you?
I'm very good. Good. Good to be here.
Yeah, nice to see you. We should point out, first of all, we used to share radio stamping ground.
We did, yes. Neither of us still there.
Moyles FM.
Moyles FM, yes. Yes, it's not even FM anymore,
not at all.
Yes, but now here we are together.
Here we are together again.
Mono et mono.
Yeah, I'm going to start by telling you something that, because I said last night, I briefly said to my wife, Josh is in tomorrow.
Mm.
And she said, all right, great. He's currently playing here tonight. I was like, what, the house? No, Canterbury, because I live in Canterbury. And yeah. You were playing Canterbury last night?
I was planning on the house, but then we just sold more than four tickets. So I thought I should upgrade to the
Marlowe
Theatre.
You should see
Theatre.
The size of my house.
Yeah, and Marlowe Theatre's lovely. Isn't it? Canterbury's very nice.
Yeah, I used to work in the Marlowe Theatre.
Did you?
I used to do sound and lighting years ago.
Did you? Yeah. They've got their pants on at the moment. So
I was going to ask you whether it... Did you share a stage with Dick Whittington?
No, I didn't share a stage. To Dick Whittington, they put like some drapes up, yeah. And then, but they did. So at one point during the show, some confetti fell down from the ceiling onto the stage by mistake. Not like loads, but like a few bits of confetti just fell down.
So it looked like you've got a low budget show.
It looked like I'd done like a medium joke halfway through the second half, and then that was the bit when the confetti was meant to detonate.
See, other acts would have a proper confetti cannon.
Exactly.
Fired, but
no,
not you.
I just got three bits of paper that fall down halfway through the second half.
Were they a good audience to you, though?
Yeah, they were lovely. It was one of my favourite ones, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that.
No, I genuinely believe that. There's no need to win them over now.
No,
it's
exactly.
Like it's happened.
Yeah, it's fine. Here's another thing, by the way, that when I said you were coming on, I wrote this down because I figured that it was worth repeating. So this is my wife, she said, Josh, now, in my head, right, she said, Josh and Ed Sheeran are the same person.
Yeah, oh, that's true, yeah.
Right. And then when I said I was going to tell you that, she said, no, make sure he knows that I do know which is which and what job each of them do separately. But visually, in my head, they're the same person. Have you had that before?
I had that at the Paralympics when we were out there doing the last leg.
Yeah.
And there was two Brazilian people and I could hear them talking, pointing at me. But they were talking Portuguese. I was thinking, here we go. And then I just heard, like, Portuguese, Ed Sheeran, Portuguese.
Well, you're easy to tell apart now, because Ed Sheeran's got a stabbed face, hasn't he?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, of course.
He's been stabbed by a princess.
Yeah, he's got millions and millions of pounds more.
Yeah, right, you say that.
Yeah.
So, listen, DVD's out. We'll be talking about this.
No, you don't. You don't feel you need to.
Oh, well, it won't.
as long as we mention it's out.
So, Doc Brown's on tour. it is out. It's a Christmas one. I mean, it's out.
Well, it's the tour I've been doing for the last year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, I've got two more dates of it. I've got tonight, which is Basingstoke, and then Wolverhampton next week, and then it's never happening again.
Right.
So it's DVD or nothing now, unless you live in one of those places.
That's the end of it.
That's it. But, you know, Christmas, isn't it?
Where did you film it?
Hammersmith Apollo.
Of course.
Of course.
Any confetti?
No confetti. No, I haven't got... Didn't have the budget. But it was very nice. It was amazing. It's a lot of pressure on that one night, because you think, if this is bad...
Did you just do it over one night? Because sometimes people do it over three or four and then edit it together, don't they?
Yeah, I know, but we couldn't afford to. So it turns out that that's quite an expensive way of doing it. So so we did it over one night, and the pressure's on, because you think, if I mess this up tonight, then I've got to do that show 40 more times.
Yeah.
How galling it will be knowing the one that was recorded was awful. But it was, it was great. It was really fun. And, I'm really bad at self-promotion.
Yeah. Well, you're here, that's the main thing.
You know, if you imagine what a stand-up DVD... Yeah. The tour is.
Yeah. It's that.
That's that.
It's that. There's no frills.
There's a bonus feature.
What is it?
It's Alex Brooker from The Last Leg. Yeah. He came down to watch it, and it's him critiquing the set. I've been quite mean.
Good. Well, yeah. I'd expect nothing less.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know, if you came to the show and you want a little bit more, then that's what you get.
That's what you get for your dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
No confetti, but critiquing Brooker.
That people who come to Canterbury will go, he didn't do the confetti on the DVD. That was weird.
Stay there, because you are going to play a game.
Can't wait.
You won't like it. But anyway, it's a death metal band.
Yeah.
Or title of death metal band song.
Perfect, mate.
You'll be playing it against a listener.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like to interact with the public.
So we'll be doing that after the traffic and travel. Josh Whittaker with us this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk. UK.
Pants, just what I wanted, said no one, ever. At B&Q, we've loads of Christmas gifts you'll really want, like the Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for an incredible £36. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded, see DIY.com for details.
The festive season is almost here. And if you know someone who's driving home for Christmas, make sure there are more than just wrong turns and arguments over who left the snacks at home by giving them the gift of digital radio in their car. They'll be able to listen to all their favourite stations, plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through an existing car radio. Just buy them an easy fit adapter and they're good to go. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you get all your available stations.
Find out how to get the gift of in-car digital radio. Visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer, or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays continue on the clockwise M25 in Kent. It's all because of an accident involving a lorry at Junction 2 for the Derrynth interchange. It's causing congestion back to Romford at Junction 29. There's an accident in Taunton on the A38 Upper High Street around the junction with the Crescent. And in Yorkshire, still delays on the northbound side of the A1M. It's been caused by an accident between Junctions 37 and 38. And also lane closures on the opposite carriageway. I'm David Moore.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Coming up to quarter to a time, I'm John Holmes, and we're joined by a man whose voice is in this clip.
The only tip I remember learning from art class, when drawing a face, always remember the eyes are exactly halfway down. No, they're not. Have you seen her face? Yeah, of course my eyes are halfway down. That's why I wear my glasses under my ears. What do you look like? Normal bloke, 50% forehead. The only way that tip is of any use is if the question in the exam is draw ant from Anton Deck.
Let's give Josh Widdicombe there. What do I do now? Live 2016. You cringed when that came out.
I hate listening to myself.
Do you?
You hate looking at yourself and listening to yourself when you're doing stuff, don't you?
Do
you ever listen back?
No.
No.
It's a despicable idea.
Yes.
What about when people do your voice at you?
I'm far finer with that.
Are you?
Yeah, well, clearly not, because grammar just deserted me. But, like, I'm far more, you know, I can deal with that. It's hearing yourself and... Yeah. And also, when you're doing stand-up, and, you know, you're on stage, so you're kind of controlling the situation. I think if I was in this room on my own, it'd be all right, but it's being in the room with you guys, watching you watch me, is kind of...
Kind of a bit weird.
It's a bit odd, yeah.
I must admit, I didn't actually listen to the clip,
because
I was busy watching your face.
Well, I'm always doing that as a distraction tactic, so that you're not listening to the clip.
I mentioned the other voices thing, because we have a regular character on the show. Because sometimes in a moment of we need someone to explain something, sometimes I'll say, Josh Widdicombe, could you explain something?
Oh, okay.
And then this happens.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Oh, that's very good.
I know.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You sound a bit like Sean Walsh, but then I sound a bit like Sean Walsh.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's good. So have you got anything more than absolutely?
Yes, I can do anything, really. Paracetamol is my favourite word on your first DVD.
Oh, yeah, that's thank you. That's really good.
Yeah,
I feel honoured to have... I didn't need to come in.
I feel incredibly embarrassed.
Why have I bothered turning up?
I don't know. We could have just done the whole thing with him. Yeah. So if you need a stand-in...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but a much uglier one.
Are you going to Basingstoke tonight?
No.
Oh, cheers, mate.
So it's no use to...
Looking forward to it, guys, by the way.
Just alienated the whole of Basingstoke, which isn't that difficult.
No.
Right, listen, we're going to play a game, as promised. Right?
Yeah.
So, as I say, this is a game of band, or, well, death metal band, or title of song by death metal band.
Okay.
Let's meet the person, Josh Widdicombe, you'll be playing against on the phone, is Nala. Hello, Nala.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good. So, Nala, where are you? Where are you from? What do you do?
I'm based in Chester, and by day I work for a debt advice company.
A debt advice company?
Yeah.
All right, in Chester. Not Basingstoke, then?
No, not Basingstoke.
Josh Widdicombe hates Basingstoke.
I love Basingstoke. Amazing Stoke, I call it.
And Chester, he calls Bester.
Yeah, I do. Oh, Chester's lovely. Oh, I love Chester. Sorry, I'm an absolute... I was about to swear then. And I caught myself.
It's fine. Well, it's not fine, don't. Right, so Nala, now you're going to be playing a game against Josh Widdicombe. Now, you are going to be playing this for some meat. All right, because it's a budget. It's a budget thing, Josh. Right?
Yeah,
We don't have any prizes. So what we do? We give away some meat.
Okay.
So the choice for the winner gets the meat: chicken, beef, or lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg that we also give away because we're not racist. Which of those, Nala, would you choose? Should you be victorious?
Can I have the beef, please?
You can have the beef, a strong meat choice. Mm. Yes, you can. Right, so I'm going to call out the name of some things. They are either the name of a death metal band. What's your knowledge of death metal like, Nala?
Not very good. I know Dimmu Borgir, and that's about it.
All right, let's see if it helps. Probably not. Right, no. And so it's death metal band, or title of one of their songs, and you'll be playing against Josh Widdicombe. Here we go. Alphabetical order, of course. Nala versus Josh. Josh first.
Thank you for telling me that. I'm just trying to work it out.
Yeah, it's fine. Producer Dave keeping score.
Got it.
Okay, here we go. Josh Widdicombe, band or title of one of their songs, Infected Murder.
Oh, that's the worst type of murder. I'd say that's a band.
It is a band. It's a death metal band. Very good. Strong start from Josh. Right, Nala. Unicorns in Chairs.
I'm going to go with That's a Song.
It's a band. Josh Widdicombe, Shower with Goats.
The song.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Oh, you could do that as well.
Too. Oh, my word.
It's very good.
Really embarrassed.
Crotch Duster.
Well, you're not stopping, are you?
Crotch Duster. Nala.
I'm going to go with Song again.
It's a band.
Crotch Duster.
No. Okay, Josh. Feasting on the Nun.
Feasting on the Nun would be a song.
It's banned.
Oh.
Christ Ignores Your Cries, Nala.
I'm going to go with Song again.
It's a band. It's a band.
No.
It is.
Oh, dear.
Fallopian Breakdance.
come on. Come on. I wasn't born yesterday. That's a band.
It's a song.
Oh!
Chainsaw Ensemble.
That one's got to be a band.
It's a song! Oh! It's a trick question. Oh. Even Hell... This isn't a review.
Yeah.
Even Hell thinks you're excrement.
It's
a review in the Beijing Star Times.
I think that's a song, so I don't think you're going to tie yourself to that forever.
It's a band. It's a band.
Oh.
It's a band. Gandhi is reeling.
He is as well.
I'm going to go with band.
He's a band, yes!
Back in the game.
Very good. Shackled Magical Anus.
Thank you very much. I would say that's
a good title of your next DVD, if you're looking for
it. It would be, yeah. But it's a band.
Is a band, yes.
Cool.
Blind Guardian of the Carcass.
Is that a song?
No, it's a band.
Oh,
absolutely no use as well, though.
a cat born in an oven is not a cake.
What is this, true or false, is the question? song.
It's a song, yeah, very good.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh. Impaler of Moon Forests.
Let's go with band.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife was breathing fire when you borrowed her.
Song.
Yes. Why do you keep cutting off my hands, Nala? Band or song?
Let's go with song.
Song is right, yes. Good. Josh Widdicombe, Blood Right of the Cat Whore.
Band.
Band.
I'm on a hell of a run here.
Yeah, there you are. And finally, Nala, band or song, death metal band or death metal song, God Drilled a Fiddler.
That's got to be a band.
It's a band! now we can go to the scores, which Producer Dave,
yeah.
Are we going to fire up the system?
Yeah.
We're going to fire up the system. Nala, the scores are done, of course, properly by a system. It's a dial-up system. Beware of... God, it's quite slow. So, just hang on for a moment while we fire it up. It's just a dial-up. It's a slow system, Josh. It's
nice.
A dial-up system. Takes ages to dial it.
There it is.
Okay. Right, here we go.
I spelled Josh.
J-O-S-H.
Nala is... How do you spell Nala, Nala?
N-A-L-A.
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 Oh.
Say no.
N-A-L-A. Could you spell it in a different way, Nala?
I'm going to spell it like Gnarls Barkley. G N A R L A. No, not that either. That's fine. Just put that on.
Put Barkley.
Bart B. Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, be Barkley, yeah.
It like that?
Yeah. Oh.
No, I didn't. Right. Okay, the data's all in the system.
Just okay.
Print it off.
Print it off. It's quite a slow printer.
Yeah.
It's an old dot maker.
Good to see one like that, though, isn't it?
Isn't it nice? It's refreshing, isn't it?
Those little holes in the paper on the side.
Mm. Yeah, it's lovely that. We just print that out. Printing it now.
It's a lot of errors. That's why it takes ages to print. Crossed out gnarls.
People sitting at home just listening to the noise of a printer. There we go.
There it is. Okay, scores.
The scores are, so we're looking for, this is for Nala or Josh.
Analysing the data.
To win some meat.
Nala.
Yeah.
Has scored 4 points.
4 points.
Oh dear.
Yeah, Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe.
Yeah.
Has scored 6 points, which means Nala's the winner!
Nala's the winner!
Oh, thank God. Thank God. That could have been awkward.
Yeah. Hey, Nala.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're the proud owner of some beef.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, yeah, good. That was Nala from Chester playing Josh Widdicombe in a game of death metal band or title of death metal band song on Talk Radio. So, Josh Widdicombe.
Yes.
That's kind of it, really. We just
almost done. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Kind of nearly it.
What a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
Oh, how kind. Yeah. And now you're off to Basingstoke.
I am off to Basingstoke.
Straight away. Straight from here.
No.
No?
I'm going somewhere else, but, you know.
Where are you going?
Where are you going next?
I'm not going to tell you where I'm going next,
don't
I?
Why?
I'm not going to Is it a rival station.
Yeah, tell us. That's fine.
But where am I going next?
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Yeah. Is it Greg James?
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah,
it would be, wouldn't it?
Do you want me to pass on a message? Is there any word you want me to try and sneak into the interview?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I can't say that.
Okay.
Dave knows Greg quite well.
Oh, does he?
And he's probably just about to just say something that Greg probably wouldn't want broadcast on.
Can you ask him this?
Okay.
Ask him this question.
Okay.
What's it like being called Edith?
Okay. Am I going to get in trouble for this?
It's really
is this going to ruin the interview?
No, it's really funny. He'll find it really funny.
Are you sure?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
The context
sure.
is, somebody randomly tweeted Edith Bowman the other day just saying, what's it like being called Edith? And it made us laugh a lot.
Oh, okay.
So just say that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll do, you'll get extra publicity out of this, because then we'll take the recording off Radio 1 and play it out tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Just to prove you did it. So you've got to do it now.
Okay.
What's
he's
it like?
He's going to know what I'm talking about, yeah?
He'll know exactly what he's talking
okay,
about.
Okay, cool.
What's it like being called Edith?
All right. I'll mention
and make
that.
Sure you mention this show.
I will, of course.
Because you're on Radio 1.
Yeah.
So you've got to say, John Holmes on Talk Radio sends regards.
It's all synergy, mate. Yeah. It's all synergy.
That's how it it's all cross promotion. And let's face it, they've got millions of listeners. We've got 7.
Oh, really?
And they're all in here. I know, you've wasted your time.
What? I'm one of them can do the impression anyway.
Exactly. The whole thing's been a waste of everyone's time.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Really honest. Josh, a pleasure to have you here.
No, thank you for having me.
It's been lovely. Josh Widdicombe there on the actual radio, who's now off to Radio 1. So... That
is the actual radio.
That is the actual radio. It's proper. Right, so, tomorrow on the programme... What's happening on the programme tomorrow? Does anyone know? Okay, fine, no one does. Right, there'll be things on the programme. Is Sam Delaney coming in? No one knows that either. Say, what's coming up in this show? You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We've filled the time adequately. You know, it's all done.
That's the slogan of the show at the end every
glad
day.
Glad I did that radio once.
Talk radio, we've filled the time adequately. I'm John Holmes. We will be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Sam Delaney with you next for Drive. Good evening.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.